has two thumbs and likes to bone your mom. This guy!
Oh, you are so bad.
Yeah!
Oh, dude, so bad. Ow! Whoa, this guy is out of control. He is a madman. Better get the bleep button ready for him.
Bleep, bleep. What's up, Halpert? Still queer?
Todd Packer and I are total BFF. Best friends forever. He and I came up together as salesmen. One time we were out and we met this set of twins, and Packer told them that we were brothers. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and we brought them back to the motel. And then Packer did both of them. It was awesome. It was so...
What's poppin'? It's the DealsIndy.com studios and another version of the Drew and Mike show, opening up with a clip from The Office with Michael Scott.
And Todd Packer.
Yes.
What a great name for that character.
I know. David Koechner, who's going to be on our show today.
Yeah.
Question mark?
About 40 minutes.
Yeah.
How is it that every character in The Office comes across so well?
Oh,
I mean, is there a character people don't like on The Office?
Incredible writing and great casting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really the secondary characters that carry it, too.
They are. They're phenomenal. Could that show... Well, I know they talked about bringing it back without...
No, not going to work.
It did run without him, though.
I'm so sick of reboots that... And I just expect them now. There was a joke introducing... like Emma Stone and two other women last night presenting at the Golden Globes, and they said they're going to be starring in the remake of The Three Stooges. And I actually believed it because I could see them doing a Three Stooges with three women right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm not sure I would get that joke either. I know it's
or would want to.
It's a day late, but I have to mention the pain of my Chicago Bears brethren over the double doink field goal miss. Oh, my God. We called it, too.
Yes, we did. Once the freeze happened.
Yep, the freeze. The kick was perfect, and it just seemed like the second kick wasn't going to be. And, oh, is that close?
Did you see that it was actually blocked somewhat? There was a hand that got on it?
Yeah, somebody touched it.
It, but
I guess that's gotten the kicker. Is it Parkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's a little off the hook. I guess Chicago, he was about to become the Bartman of 2019.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I felt someone pointed out too that R. Kelly thing just ran, and Cody Parkey is still the most hated person in Chicago right now, more than R. Kelly.
Yeah, I believe it. I was hearing about it last night, and I wasn't really on Twitter or, you know, in the middle of all that muck, but that was a tough one. And I felt when the Bears didn't get the 2-point conversion, I had a really bad feeling. And then, of course, Golden Tate. Of all people.
What a great finish. And they almost took the 2-point. They could have taken the 2-point conversion back that failed.
Oh,
I
know.
Eagles.
That was very exciting for about 2 seconds.
That was a fun ending.
It was. That was a great football game, I have to say.
Have you heard this call?
El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor.
Maybe no, sir.
Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans. Philadelphia gana el partido. Le dio el poste.
Wait, wow. Some guy in Mexico, is that pumped?
I guess
doing the game?
They have Spanish language coverage of the Eagles game.
Okay. Are there a lot of Hispanic Bear fans? That was, yeah.
There was an Eagles fan, so yeah, there probably is.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles Spanish language broadcast. So the Bears have one too, I assume?
Probably.
Spanish. Do we have that audio?
Oh, that's a great question, Drew.
Be exciting to hear them.
Hmm.
God, it's funny, I've been sort of with the 105.1 thing destroyed my love of sports.
Ditto.
Absolutely. Aww. Just leveled it.
Ditto.
Sad.
And then there were other things too, you know, the NFL last year with the CTE and the Kaepernick. I mean, it was really sort of my eye was off the ball. and I stopped watching as many games. And this year, for some reason, bowl season got me back into football a little bit. And there have been some great games this year, too. Yeah, gambling helped. Gambling absolutely helped. And I recommend it to anybody who's lost their love of football.
Makes a good thing better.
It does. I know. I always think that. I always say that. And yesterday in that game, there were so many exciting things at the end. The Bears should have called timeout when the Eagles got first down with a minute 50 or minute 45 because they ran twice and the Bears had two more timeouts, and then they threw an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
So they could have had the ball with like a minute 35 instead of 48 seconds or 44 or whatever it was and gotten a little closer maybe.
I don't know why they called the timeout instead of spiking it after a big first down. But
why did they do that?
Hey, they got what they needed. Was a makeable field goal.
Still wanted him to get closer.
Did you see him post-game address the media?
I did not.
I don't know. It's,
the kicker?
Yeah. I mean, he was just like, yep, sucks. I missed. And they're like, what about freezing? He's like, has no effect. I knew it was a practice kick the one before. You don't think about anything. He goes, I know I hit it well.
You sure hit the practice kick good? Knowing it was a practice
do
kick?
You feel, I'm surprised.
You sure was loosey-goosey
surprised
right down the middle?
Feel bad for him.
The kicker?
Yeah.
I've seen that. I feel bad for him.
Oh, I don't feel bad for him. He missed a kick.
I know, but he missed a big kick.
So?
Well, I'm pissed at him. He owes me a lot. He has a lot of redemption ahead of himself.
It's funny. Nobody ever feels bad for quarterbacks if they mess up.
They throw
a pick. It's always a field goal.
They get the girls. Got a hot babe waiting for him after the game.
Oh. Well, that makes it equal.
I heard a really funny comparison to someone that hates...
Quarterbacks fuck up a lot.
Hates that NFL games can be decided by a kicker at the very end.
It is frustrating. I mean, you got a whole season. Look at all the acquisitions they made and all the posturing and all the great strategy. And it comes down to one guy, the smallest guy in the team, who everyone could kick his ass.
I wish I could remember who it was, but he said it'd be like having a basketball game and then say you're down by 3 points at the end of or 4 points at the end of the basketball game and your specialist swimmer goes out and they have a race. Because it makes no sense. You have a kicker, a soccer-type player, ending a football game.
It's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, it's a little silly. But what a great game.
Yeah, it was a great game. Very disappointing. And
are you bummed?
Yeah, I was bummed. I was excited. It was like the Bears are back. And it's a badass team, too.
I bet you Vinny Stubbs is pumped.
Oh, yes. Vinny, the Eagles fam. Well, the Eagles are good. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was that. And then... I thought it was funny. Mark was hoping that the game would go to overtime and delay the Golden Globes, which that would have I really would have enjoyed that.
I've been rooting for overtime all year. I want to see games just go on and on and on.
Well, that would have preempted that opening monologue, which I couldn't.
Oh, what a
stinker. I wish I hadn't seen.
Do you know, this is, I swear, the media bothers me more than ever. And this morning, I wanted to see somebody trashing, going, that was horrible.
They can't, no.
How could, but Trudy, it was ghastly.
I think the only way they would have trashed it is if somebody would have raped one of the women who went up and made a speech or something like that.
Then a lot more interesting.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I mean,
a live Me Too moment.
they're so saccharine and sucky uppy. No matter what.
I thought the awful making fun of Lady Gaga was pretty funny, though.
That was funny. I mean, there's a moment or two in there, but
yeah.
That's it.
It was really bad. I mean, just also the back and forth, the, you know, your line, my line, your line, my line.
I know.
They're not so a comedy duo.
No, why is Sandberg
O
hosting
is not
anyway?
Yeah, that's not.
Was she hosting because she's Asian?
Yes.
Yeah, and a woman.
Okay, so did that really help Asian people that want to host big shows? Because she wasn't funny.
Be more funny.
No, I.
Why didn't Ken Jeong host?
I don't know. She's an affirmative
she wasn't
action
horrible,
pick?
So I think that's the rubric by which they.
Yeah, you're right.
Decide.
And she's safe.
Yeah, I know. But she made it.
There's
Andy,
a million people
Andy
that could go
Samberg.
Up there and suck.
Andy Samberg.
I'm blaming her.
He's such a great guy, a talented comedian, and
I agree.
I love him in almost everything he's in, and I felt bad that.
Yeah.
It's just that's a demeaning.
Oh,
gig.
I love that person.
What if Andy Samberg had gone up there with somebody? I'm trying to think of one of his Maya Rudolph.
Like Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
Chelsea Peretti.
Don't you think that would have probably worked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph were one of the highlights of the show. I thought they were funny.
I thought so, too, yeah. Ricky Gervais is the last guy to nail it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Did it after him? Oh, Tina and Amy did it for a couple of...
You know, isn't that funny that this morning I read all this ass-kissy, you know, Andy Samberg, wonderful. And I'm like, do I live in an alternate universe where funny things aren't funny? Am I dumb? Do I not know what funny is? I mean, it's weird to me. I just thought, it's like Doogie Howser, same thing. It was, Doogie Howser was spectacular. I still call him Doogie Howser. It's his name,
NPH.
NPH, Neil Patrick Harris.
I thought he was dreadful. Smooth.
I mean, it's not funny, but I get it.
It's kind of the new.
What a great line.
It's not funny, but I get it.
Well said.
It's kind of like the new reality now is that we can't have any kind of comedy that hurts anybody's feelings. So
I'm starting to go along.
So
with
we kiss their ass.
Yeah.
We just accept Velveeta.
That was just a waste. Just don't have a monologue then. Just skip it.
I agree.
I mean, the show's going downhill anyway. I'm sure it has less people watching this year than it did 2 years ago, which was less than it was 2 years before that. And, you know, honestly, they've destroyed the show. This show never had a chance to last long term once all this cable came up and all these people watching all these different things, because they never took the time to make it a great show anyway.
It was great when everybody was drunk.
Yeah.
Now no one's drunk anymore.
I know. Harrison Ford comes out there and pronounces Golden Globes correctly. What the hell's that?
Don't forget Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
What?
That was really
cool. I got to find that. I'm dropping everything I'm supposed to do just to find that right now.
She was lost and the teleprompter failed her. So it did with somebody else last night, too. Who did they? It was Jamie Lee Curtis. And it was like, go back one.
Wait, somebody old got screwed up. Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. That's right. Yeah. Somebody old.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, she's buzzed.
Throughout the evening, we've seen clips from the 6 nominated films.
What was
films.
The winner? Do you remember the winner?
Now, it's time to find out which one will take home the Golden Globe.
The way she says it's really funny.
Here are.
Is there a question mark at the end of the film?
It goes up, yeah.
Let me see. For the motion picture drama.
Dick Clark to the rescue. I wish he'd had a stroke before he came out.
What?
I don't open this?
Yeah, she's opening the envelope with the winner's name.
I just read it from up there. I knew it, this.
Kind of like he comes in the back. Yay, Dick.
I usually like to get them. What?
What?
Hello.
He has no idea why he's there.
We don't want to
read it from here.
Lose the suspense.
What is this
for? We must read the nominees first.
Read the nominees.
Oh, I see.
Elizabeth. Oh, wait.
Billy Elliot.
Elizabeth, she reads her name.
Yeah, Elizabeth. I love the movie Elizabeth Billy Elliot.
Brockovich.
They're all names.
Brockovich, she was pronounced.
Gladiator.
Oh, that's the winner. Gladiator.
Sunshine.
The fuck is Sunshine?
I wonder what she's on, whatever that
Traffic.
Is.
Traffic.
Age.
Pills and
Maybe.
Alcohol.
With alcohol.
Wonder Boys. And the winner is a flashing envelope.
It's script instructions.
Something kind of adorable about
this.
Gladiator!
She's amazed that it won.
It's like seeing your clueless great aunt.
Yeah.
Read the.
That's grand.
The nomination.
Oh my God, was she drunk? Oh my God.
Yeah, that was.
Wow.
That was really something. But you know, with the Golden Globes, you're right, Trudy. The Golden Globes are typically a pretty good award show because it is loose.
Yeah.
And I'm really referring more to the Academy Awards.
Oscars.
Yeah, the Oscars.
Oh, the Oscars and the Emmys, yeah.
I mean, the whole thing with the accountants and all the stupidity they do, and they drag it on and on and on and on. And every year people say, oh, my God, it's old. And they never respond to that. by shortening the show, by making it a two-hour show, which is plenty long.
Oh, but don't they always have some mechanism they say is supposed to shorten it, and it never works? It never gets shorter?
It's all bullshit. It's all the same shit over and over. Women. Oh, God, we have to do better for women. I mean, every year it's the same shit. Oh, my God, the show's doing. Oh, my God, I'd make this joke, but no. Typically, the host will say they'll apologize for how long the show is, and then they'll make three more jokes.
Right.
And, I mean, they always talk about how long it's taking, which makes it take longer. I mean, it's just the same thing. But the Golden Globes is typically better. I thought it was a little weak last night. We'll come back to the Globes.
Allison Janney and Sam Rockwell were kind of one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's
because
awesome.
I always like Sam.
He is tiny.
Yeah.
And she was like 3 feet taller than him. And so they were talking about their similarities.
I have to admit, I like
Zach's
Jeff Bridges.
Getting on the back of my, yeah.
Well,
he always looks buzzed. What?
Spencer Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
He's so cool.
Watching it, I pretty much watched the first hour and a half and then sped through the rest. And I realized I just want to see the people presenting because maybe they're going to be bombed in like the first 10 seconds of an acceptance speech.
Yeah, because maybe
it'll
go.
You get the gist of it, yeah.
I like timing acceptance speeches. I have to admit, I'm a horrible person.
Your point about Regina
King, yeah.
King.
She babbles for 2 minutes. Then she gets to, women, I'm going to have 50% women on my movies.
And the wrap-it-up music was completely cut off.
Yeah, because she's saying something PC, so they can't. That's what you have to do. As soon as the music comes up, say something PC, and the music stops.
Yeah, they can't. They don't dare cut you off.
Ugh.
It's political bullshit.
So, he wasn't mentioned once, by the way.
No, but I mean, there were veiled references to a wall or barriers many a times.
There were?
Oh, yeah.
What were the references? I thought about putting up
barriers around people and diversity. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
I thought it was
those
the
kind of,
veiled,
oh, whatever.
Yeah. You just come to expect it now, I suppose.
But it wasn't as blatant. I mentioned this before the show. Christian Bale talking about being non-charismatic was funny. And then, you know, he thanks
Satan.
Been
consulted by Satan. And
did you see the reply from the Church of Satan?
I heard about it.
To us, Satan is a symbol of pride, liberty, and individualism, and it serves as an external metaphorical projection of our highest
personal... Oh, for Christ's sake, they're not mad?
No. As Mr. Bale's own talent and skill won the award, this is fitting. Hail, Christian. Hail, Satan!
Nice job, Bale.
One of the funniest reactions on Twitter was that somebody was like, is Christian Bale doing an English accent? And everybody just carpet bombed this person with,
he's British,
he's,
idiot.
He's been, he's from Wales. He's 35 years. He's been from there.
I have to say, the only thing about Christian Bale's speech is it reminds me that he hates the person he was playing. And this whole business of, you know, I feel like, and this is social media, that I know too much about these people now, like Tom Cruise. I don't like Tom Cruise because I know about Scientology. I know what a jackass he is.
Yeah.
Christian Bale, I don't hate Christian Bale. He sounds like a not terribly nice person.
What? He's a beautiful man. What are you talking about? He's great.
I definitely...
What the fuck are you doing?
And I hate...
Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip down... No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want... No! No! Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through like this in the background? What the fuck is it with you? What don't you fucking understand?
Didn't he make a reference to
you
this
got
in his
any
speech?
Fucking idea about, hey, yeah, it's fucking distracting.
This is pretty charismatic.
Somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene.
Yeah, it's not going to be awkward to
Give
work going forward
answer.
After this.
What don't you get about it?
I was looking at the light.
Well, we had an answer.
Good for you.
For you.
And how was it? No. I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
No, the light's fine. Your take was useless.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
All these nice people who are so worried about everyone.
I like how
sketch him at a candid moment and wait a second.
He dared to answer a rhetorical rampage.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, good for you, Bruce.
I know there's no good answer.
No.
So often.
The other thing was Carol Burnett really is sleeping in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber for sure.
She doesn't look 85.
I know, she doesn't look horrible with with her hair, you know, not.
She doesn't. But you know, I think
she's all yours.
Isn't that the advantage to not being that hot when you're 40?
Yeah.
Is that when you're 85, you're not that gross.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever thought you were that hot. And so they're not going, oh my God, look at
I saw on might be. I saw on Twitter you called her Carol B, which made me think of Cardi B. The original CB.
You know why I called her Carol B? Because I wasn't sure how to spell Burnett.
There's only a way to look it up.
Yeah, I know.
And then the Glenn Close thing just was that kind of blew me away. I never expected her to pull it off.
To what?
Just to pull it off, you know. Lady Gaga, you would think, would have just been dominating all of that, but
yeah, I'll say Lady Gaga for after the commercials because I may never stop if I don't. Buying and leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsND.com is different, way different than any place else. Getting a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats, but that's not how you deliver a world-class experience. As the Zot family believes, it's about people, customers, and employees. Happy employees generate great, happy, satisfied customers. Price is important, but working with people you trust and enjoy is what creates the well-rounded experience. So shop around first. If you must, then hopefully you'll give our friends at Zot Dealerships a shot. Mm-hmm. While you're there, they've got the foosball, the massage chairs, fresh popcorn, because you can't buy a car in 5 minutes. So
no,
there's always a little sitting around. It's nice that they're taking care of you. Have a cup of coffee from your dealer that genuinely cares. From your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And Dr. Roche, oh, there's new info from Dr. Roche. I should have just printed it out, but I didn't, of course. Let's see what's going on in Dr. Roche land.
Just go get hotter at Dr. Roche.
Yeah, oh, that's a great one. Just get hotter.
Yeah.
You're gross. Go get hot.
Enhance your body image. Tighten tone and contour with Body Tight. And you can schedule a consultation today. There's also, there's pictures and videos at DRROCHE. I'm looking at some kind of ghastly, you know, before pictures and the after pictures. People always look so much better. Sculpt and shape with liposuction. Schedule your consult today. Explore.
I've seen that look before. You getting ready to take a big dump.
Zorona laser reduces cellulite. Weight management programs. How hormone replacement therapy helps with weight loss. Receive complimentary liposuction. One area of complimentary liposuction. Now, it's not just go in and they give you complimentary liposuction. That's, of course, with...
Yeah, well, you're going to get some other beautifying...
Yeah, but they suck fat out of numerous areas, and when you get one area complimentary, that's a pretty nice savings. Schedule your consult today, 248-338-1110 at the offices of Dr. Greg Roche, 248-338-1110. And boobs, boobs, always boobs with Dr. Roche. So, Gaga, you know, that whole thing about, I tweeted it out. I really, after a while, I was like, boy, I really hate this show, don't I? I'm such an asshole on Twitter. I just
yeah, but who wants to? I mean, do you want to tweet about? Oh, I'm so glad the Americans won. I love
just
that show.
Start to feel like
there can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, but I had this one incredible talent with me.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and you just need one to believe in you.
And she stole this from Madonna.
You can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you, and one does, and that was him. So,
you know, there could be 100 people in the room.
She could have won the night if she got up there and said this on inner speech.
Oh, she would have had a huge, huge laugh. I tweeted out a picture of her back. Gross! Someone get those green blobs off her back! And I don't know, in a formal dress, don't green blobs
look kind of, it does.
It doesn't really work.
You look a little.
Yeah, but who cares?
Oh, yeah. Looked, I mean, I love the dress. Dress is beautiful, but it was like
matched her hair.
5 miles long.
Matched her hair.
She did her hair first, then she got a dress.
But, you know, this again, I don't mean to pile into women today, but as a woman in music, it's really hard to be taken seriously. She says, as she wins the Oscar for Best Original Song. Well, isn't she being taken seriously? Wasn't she at halftime of the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Isn't she?
She's Lady Gaga.
Selling out stadiums all over the world. And who's not taking her seriously?
She's not being taken seriously. Maybe you go by your real name and not Lady Gaga.
Honestly, she's been a thing from day one, it feels like to me. And not only that, isn't music the great equalizer? Isn't that one of the places
the
where
charts.
If you write a great song,
women have dominated the charts lately.
There's no desire to cheat women. I don't want to hit record from a woman. I just don't.
Yeah, no.
Not our label. Not here.
But, no, seriously. I am super pro lady.
I don't know what she was talking about.
I really didn't either.
Pretty tone deaf.
So.
One more thing, though. Did you see the...
There's lots more things.
Yeah, can you,
Did you see the Jenner Bratz commercial about Proactive?
Oh yeah. Good. I'm glad you went there.
Jer and I spent plenty of time on it before the show.
Wait a minute. First of all, I don't know whether the product works because I've never used it, but I read a little bit about that. And her saying, I was here last year and I looked really pretty. And there are all these
You look
crimpy
gross.
Shots of her, you know, running around and her long gown behind her. She runs down some alley. And then she goes, and then the messages started coming in. What's wrong with your face? And then the nice messages started coming in, and that changed the energy, and then she got Proactive. What is she, the self-made?
Proactive, isn't that something that regular people use for zits?
Yeah.
Well, it's a little more costly than a couple of other products that also work according to Consumer Reports. And the other thing
but
about it is,
she use Dr. Roche?
A dermatologist. Absolutely. And her mother, if she were poor, which she's not, would take her to one because her mother banks on all those kids looking.
And her mom is really the problem here. But we've been laughing for a long time that Kendall Jenner can do no right. You got the Pepsi incident. You have the Afro incident.
Cultural appropriation.
What was the third one? You remembered a third one.
The Fire Festival.
The Fire Festival.
She was paid to promote the Fire Festival, and then she never acknowledged that it was a commercial. Then she never warned people. A number of the supermodels who were asked, the influencers, the day before and the day of, were telling people, do not go. They were apologizing. She just left the country and didn't post anything.
So Proactive is now the fourth brand thing that she's been attached to. It's been a disastrous launch.
I mean, I know other celebrities have done it. I really do question where, when you have somebody on doing a, you know, like VO5 shampoo commercial and they're a celebrity who makes $1 million. Yeah.
Well, Trudy's been pointing out all the celebrities that are doing endorsements now. Queen Latifah's doing one for Cigna Healthcare. Who goes, what healthcare is Queen Latifah using?
Well,
but it used to be gauche, and now it's totally normal.
I think, again, there are revenue streams for some of these people. They need revenue streams. It's more important than their image.
Who in their right mind believes that she actually uses Proactive? No one.
No, absolutely not. But the outrage is that she spent Sunday saying she had a major announcement. Yeah. And Kris Jenner said, I'm so proud of Kendall for what she's going to do. And
she's
everybody's
so
like,
brave and vulnerable, seeing you share your most raw story in order to make a positive impact for so many people and help foster a positive dialogue is
fake.
A testament.
When I was 14, I couldn't reach as many people as I can now. Now that I'm 22 and I have this whole thing behind me, I can speak to so many people and just be like, I can help you and it's okay. And I experience it. I'm very normal. And like,
I went to a dermatologist.
I understand you. Like, I can connect with you.
Oh.
I'm gonna try and help.
This what annoys the shit out of me about this is, first of all, her mother acting like she's doing this.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
For other people. I mean, people really thought she was going to come out of the closet. Mm-hmm. She's going to make some major real live announcement. But no, she's announcing that she's taking a lot of money from Proactive.
Yeah.
That's really all she's announcing.
I remember last year I was at an award show and I was very excited about it. I'd never been before. I remember getting ready that day, getting my makeup on. I got on the carpet. I felt really good about myself. I loved my dress and my hair and my makeup was so beautiful. Then I remember going online and seeing all the horrible things people were saying about me and my skin.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
I felt so good that I completely forgot that I had
bad
skin.
Once you become a little like R. Kelly so people can sort of, you know,
then I remember getting
read the online
tweets.
Stuff to you and edit it.
Oh, no, where'd it go? Oh, balls. Well, I guess we don't really
get to the point where her feelings were hurt.
My feelings were hurt.
The poor millionaire. Wait, she's the
millionaire, I remember getting
right?
a couple
a billionaire.
Tweets that became a lot of tweets of how proud people were of me. I was like, oh, wait, this is actually kind of cool. And it completely flipped my energy on it. But at the same time, I do want it gone.
I think if we...
For me, I can honestly say that the magic was Proactive.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
If we dropped a bomb on all the people that are proud of her because of whatever she was just talking about, I think the world would be a better place.
It'd just be the Kardashians.
No,
her platform is big because her stepsister had a sex tape and her dad cut his dong off.
No, she's self-made.
No, that's Kylie, your sister.
Oh, okay. This the poor twin.
This is the one that cried all the night because she wasn't as popular.
Oh yeah, that's right. In eighth grade.
She's got a really tough life. Just listen to her.
Yeah, she does.
She was bullied. Honest to God. And I was going through her Instagram looking for something about this. And I'm like, oh my God. There's picture after picture. Selfie, selfie, selfie. Look how hot I am. 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 And there's 5 million people like this. I can't believe there's 5 million people who take 1 second to push the like button because she's put out another skanky picture of herself. What is going on? What is wrong with people following her that they feel the need?
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Look at how slutty she looks. Oh, my God, I like that. Really?
And yet she
is. That's how 5 million people spend that much time liking every fucking stupid post of her.
And she has low self-esteem? What a joke.
You do not. Shut up.
What a joke.
Shut the fuck up for people who have real low self-esteem.
Well, it's kind of insulting to regular people.
Right.
Ugh.
Good God. You know who I thought looked great last night? I just wrote down a few people. Halle Berry looked great.
Oh, phenomenal.
Is she hot? Connie Britton. I like her.
Oh, yeah.
Maya Rudolph. I think Maya Rudolph's hot. She's probably not conventional hot, but I like the way she looks.
Yeah, you like Carol Burnett.
yeah, Carol Burnett, of course. Because she really doesn't look that horrible compared to how she looked when she was younger.
Do you find Emma Stone attractive?
Not really. Okay. I don't. Penelope Cruz.
Yeah,
she's beautiful.
She's a knockout. How old is Penelope Cruz?
Penny.
She's still a knockout.
She's got to be. Is she 40? Maybe. She's got to be high 40s.
I just remember her in Vanilla Sky. That was where I first found her, I think.
What about.
Found her.
Vicky Cristina 44. Barcelona. 44?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she married that dude, right? From Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Javier Bardem. Yeah, but Tom Cruise banged her.
Yeah.
Oh, God, how gross.
That's disgusting.
What a sellout that is.
That's at least a minus one on her chart.
It's really distressing to me.
Do you like Rachel Brosnahan?
I'm not sure who that is.
From The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, she won.
Oh, yeah, she's attractive.
I think she's really attractive. She's Kate Spade's niece, whatever, bloop, whatever that means. But she thanks her husband, and they show the husband in the crowd. I'm like, that guy? That guy?
Oh, yeah.
That guy's not gay?
The guy with the nerdy glasses.
And I was like, wow, man, guys should just go into theater if you're straight because there's less competition. It's not, women.
That's funny. Yeah. You know, I don't know why I still, at my age and my place in the world, I see something like that and I go, that girl looks like she probably needs a really good banging.
You don't think that
guy's
doing
it? That guy isn't doing it. I just know it.
Yeah, you don't know that. I don't even know what he does.
I don't either.
Just a struggling actor with a thick, meaty cock.
I mean, he may just bang the living shit out of her for all I know, but that's what I thought when I saw it. Sorry.
Kristen Bell looked really good.
Yeah. And
she always does. I want to talk about the Green Book because I just, it was one of those things where, what's the Green Book?
Oh,
and I start reading about it.
Well, and it happens with a lot of movies. It's like, what is The Favorite? Do you know what The Favorite is?
No,
it's
I don't.
It's about a lesbian affair that Queen Anne had. So Emma Stone and that lady that won are lesbians. So I was reading about it, and then there's a scene where she finger bangs her.
Whoa!
Really?
Emma Stone was nervous about it, so the other lady put a sponge in her pants.
Oh, Jesus!
Trudy, it's so stupid.
Well, that just ruins the movie for me.
Yeah. Why didn't you say spoiler alert?
That was in Workshop when they did it for real. It was like Bound.
All right, we're a couple minutes from David Koechner, Champ Kind from Anchorman, among other things. But first, 2018 was a big year for the Yaldo Eye Center and the podcast with all the great responses we got, the loyal listeners praising Dr. Yaldo for the impact custom CATS LASIK and multifocal lens implants have had on them. As you've heard, we've quoted so many of them. Great eyesight is an all-day, everyday benefit, and fighting outdated technology like glasses and contacts just isn't necessary. You wouldn't want to have to feel things with gloves on or listen to great music with earmuffs on. So get rid of glasses and contacts and start reading the tiniest type on your phone and brag to everyone like Eli Zaret does. See your big screen in real HD. Many of you have fresh health savings accounts. You have tax returns coming and hopefully you have tax returns coming.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's going to work out. Well, they'll come eventually. And Dr. Yaldo has very low interest financing plans. He's Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon. Over half his LASIK patients got better than 20/20, known in the field as supervision. And multifocal implants are the Rolls-Royce procedure, solving every vision issue. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And Adam is back in 2019. The first question people ask when they talk to a lawyer is, How much is a divorce going to cost? The real question is, how much is it going to cost if you don't hire the best, like Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, the first law firm to focus exclusively on representing men in divorce, and Adam is still the best. It doesn't cost any more to hire the best, but it could cost you plenty if you don't. Call Adam at 248-356-2326, 248-356-ADAM.
And at the end of every divorce, they say,
consider that a divorce.
They should. They yes. Just play it. I don't know yeah. From where or why.
Make it official. Put a period on it.
So did you guys read about the Green Book? Do you know what it's about?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, this black piano player is playing the South. And I don't know why he's playing the South, by the way, because it's...
And that green thing today was enough.
It's 1962, and racism is horrible in the South. So he hires this Goomba from Queens or somewhere to be his bodyguard.
Don't write me a book, kid.
This white dude. And it's this happy story because the Goomba, of course, learns that...
That's racist, by the way, Goomba.
Yeah, that is. Time's up on that.
I'm not sure. What does Goomba mean? I don't know.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
The black guy or the Goomba?
Is it an Italian slur?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a slur.
It could be a term of endearment.
Well, bleep it when we finish the show.
Not too late. Are we on Facebook Live now?
Too enough people. Anyway, okay, he hires this, what shall I call it? I mean, they really implied that he was a racist or he was some horrible person, and that by traveling with this black piano player that he grew and...
Civilized him.
Yes. However, turns out the family of the piano player don't really agree with this and felt that they weren't really friends. Mm. And the funny thing is, which Farrelly is it that did this movie?
Peter?
Is it Peter Farrelly? Okay, that's what I thought. He said that's not true. Oh, wait, because he made the movie, he knows better than the family of the black guy whether he was friends with this other guy?
But
or wouldn't that kind of ruin the movie if it wasn't true?
Do you wonder if the family wanted some money? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I took them at their word. I didn't really know why they would complain. It's also being suggested that Peter Farrelly is hiding behind Ali, the guy that won the Best Supporting Actor, and Octavia Spencer to keep his white privilege in check.
Oh, Lord.
I read that today.
Directed a movie.
Oh, my
Relax.
God.
It's a movie.
I'm going to hire Octavia Spencer and this guy, Marshall Ali, so I can keep my white privilege in check.
Wait a sec. She's the producer, isn't she? Wouldn't she have hired him?
I have no idea. I'm just telling you what I read.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm kind of laughing as I'm reading this because it all seems so silly. First of all, it's silly to take a movie so seriously in the first place.
And besides, we know that, you know, it isn't based on a true story, the hot thing. So it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. I don't know. It was
all hit movies are lies. Did you see Argo? None of that happened. And I have strong doubts about The Incredibles.
Bohemian Rhapsody, which was all not terribly factual. By the way, that movie had 48 on the thermometer. And 62 with the people watching it.
Really?
Yeah. So it really didn't do that
well. Apparently foreigners like it.
I guess so.
And Maz. Mm-hmm.
I have not seen that yet still. I can't bring myself to do it.
I have no interest in seeing it.
I'm a big fan of Queen, and I just think that it didn't quite do the trick. But Goomba is slang. It doesn't say that it's,
negative or
negative,
positive.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What does it mean?
It's just someone of Italian descent.
Okay. I didn't really know what it meant.
You were right.
I don't know where that word came from. I didn't use that word.
Yeah, but you've...
My brain is amazing.
You've heard it. You've heard it associated, so...
Yeah, okay.
Forget about it!
Yeah.
Feel a little better. So, you know, isn't that sad that... And Peter Farrelly made this real heavy speech. Enough with the heavy speeches that your movies do all these things that make the world a better... Fuck you. All right, you know, you make a movie. Well, he says he didn't make the movie to make money, which means I wouldn't hire him to make a movie. If he's not making a movie to make money, then I don't want him making a movie for me.
I know.
Did that movie do really well? I never even heard of it.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but
let's see
like the publicity for it. It just seems like it's one of those that people don't. It's not their first choice to go see.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
You know, like, I go to, I went to see Mary Poppins, I have to admit.
Oh, did you like it?
I kind of did.
It was
all right. There's
okay.
A lot.
Maybe the reason he's saying that he didn't make the movie to make money is because it only made $31.7 million.
Oh, is that why you said that?
It's got it.
Well, it will now.
Yeah.
The Green Book only made that?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Is David Koechner with us?
He is.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
He still is.
Yay.
Hey, David. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing very well. Excited to have you on. And you're going to be at Mark Ridley's on the 17th through the 19th. And I know on Friday and Saturday you do two shows and one show Thursday. So let everybody know that. And
that's good. Those are the technical particulars. Very good.
Yes, we have to get the credits out of the way. I wanted to say right up front that Trudy last, or a couple weeks ago, you said, hey, I think we can get David Koechner. And I was like, wait, David Koechner? And I look at it and I see, Champ Kind, of course. Are you kidding me?
Of course. Yeah. Yes, I know. There's a couple of, there's one impediment, I believe, to my name, or recognition of it in a broader sense, in that the I've mispronounced my last name because I'm from a small town in Missouri, and we say Koechner, which is incorrect. Oh. Nowhere in the English language does the O-E make the short E sound. Yet, oh, growing up in a small town with 36 first cousins on my father's side, I did not have the temerity to demand correct pronunciation when I joined show business. I should have just changed to Koechner or Koechner, and it would have been much easier, and your brain wouldn't have insisted, like, you don't know him because he refuses to be correct.
Well, you have, but
that's a great name.
You do have all these great roles. I mean, The Office and Curb and Austin. I mean, things, Talladega Nights, things that I love, and yet, yeah. And I see you and I go, oh, I know David Koechner. Are you kidding me? So,
yes.
I mean, what do most people, if they know exactly who you are, where do they know you from?
Ty Packer.
Well, that's right. These it changes with the seasons and the years. Right now, it's Todd Packer.
Hmm. Why right now?
Well, because everyone's binging it on Netflix.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. Evan went through the whole series twice in the last 2 years. It's an amazing show. And we were talking about it before the show, David, and everyone in that show comes off well. There's nobody you go, oh, I hate that guy. I hate Todd Packer.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, it really seems that way.
It's okay to hate Todd Packer.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to, maybe. I don't know. He's funny, though. He makes me laugh.
Well, that's funny. But if you don't hate him or hate what he represents, then I haven't done my job.
You've done your job quite well.
See, the first thing I still think of you because I was, you know, introduced to you in SNL and Saturday Night Live. It was only one season, but Bill Bratsky. I mean, I don't know. Those people still stick with you. And I was reading about that year, and that was a pretty crazy year that you were on SNL. There was a lot of changeover, and I saw that you said that you maybe said something and you're too political and that's why you didn't get to come back. What's the story?
Well, not political in the sense of politics.
Politics, yeah.
But in the sense of the politics of navigating the I was not very artful in office politics.
Yeah, that's always an issue at SNL, isn't it?
I guess. I didn't care. I still don't. You know, everyone wants to complain about, look, the show is not, you know, anyone could point at how you might do things differently. And I don't know if there's any upside in me discussing how I would do it differently. It's not how I would do it. And I'll suffice to say that's enough on that subject.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I was on 1 year. I had a great year. I would argue that I had enough stuff from that first year to make a best of.
Okay. I was going to ask you how you liked the current Saturday Night Live, but you said that was enough.
Oh, no. My didactic argument about what one should do to make it a better show.
Oh. Okay.
There's no upside in me going into that. I don't have time to watch much of anything these days. So I don't want to single out Saturday Night Live as something I'm not currently watching. I drew this back recently. Our twins are 12. You probably know I have five. My wife and I have five children.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our twins are 12 now. And that's when I drew the timeline back. Like, oh, that's when we stopped watching television.
Yeah. Oh my God, I still know what you're talking
right.
about.
Right.
That's when our lives became so exponentially busy and complicated that, you know, dedicating ourselves to series television stopped then. The last series my wife and I watched together was The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, they're rerunning them now if you want to watch them. That's the two biggest
surprises. Oh, no, no, I love that show, but there's so many other great ones we've never seen.
Oh, you'll have time.
Just watch your own stuff.
Or maybe not, yeah.
Do your kids watch the stuff you've been on?
You know, they'll stumble across it, which is fun. Our daughter is 7, so she stumbled across Captain Underpants on Netflix recently. She's like, Dad, are you in this?
Oh, that's cool.
Like, yeah. And there's also a movie on Netflix now called Gnome Alone, not to be confused with Sherlock Gnome. It didn't get a theatrical release, but she paused it. I was out of town, and my wife took a picture, took a video, whatever, recording of it, and said, is this you? I'm like, yeah. So, yeah. But I think my oldest daughter has started watching The Office because all of her friends do. She's junior in high school. So it's quite popular among the young kids.
You're on the set of The Goldbergs right now. Is that...
You know what? As luck would have it, I don't work until tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
They were going to allow time today.
That's great. That show is actually really a surprise. Great
huge
show.
Huge. It's already got a spinoff.
I agree with you. That show is so well written and so well acted. I'm surprised that it hasn't gotten more attention.
It's
too bad.
Yeah, you're right. There's something about the way they're sort of presenting it, I think, selling it, because...
I don't know, because the writing is really sharp, the jokes are great, the stories are great, they always have just the right amount of heart, and you come to the close of the show and you feel better about your family and yourself and your interaction with your family. I mean, they've got a perfect balance of it, they really do. It deserves more accolades. And that's not the reason to do things. But if those do exist, this one should not be overlooked.
Hey, David, you work with Norm when you were on Saturday Night Live quite a bit?
Norm MacDonald or Norm Hiscock?
Norm MacDonald, sorry.
Yeah, both.
And, sure.
Oh, both.
Both,
right.
Actually, yes.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, that's a Scandinavian name or a Newfoundland name, Hiscock.
Yeah.
Talk about difficult names.
he's a Kids in the Hall guy, right?
He was head writer for Kids in the Hall. And then he and I met on Saturday Night Live. He's brilliant, brilliantly funny.
That's his real name.
Yeah.
No, yes, his real name. And him growing up in Canada, in Newfoundland, it was a common name.
So nobody made fun of him in high school. Yeah,
no one ran around the playground going, his cock, where is your cock? Well,
Canadian, they're not, they'll probably they'd do that and then apologize.
I knew a female named Martha Moorcock, and I just thought, God, it seems like she would get married so fast just to lose that name.
David, how many times have you played a car salesman? Because I can think of two off the top of my head.
You're good.
The Goods?
You're good.
And then,
You think two right off. Okay. The Goods and then Norm's movie,
Dirty Work with the prostitutes in the trunk.
Yeah.
Fantabulous scene.
Are those the only two?
Those are the only two I can think of.
Okay.
Unless you want to count Cooter. I didn't know
he's not a salesman.
That's true. But he worked on cars.
You worked on cars.
But with Norm, back to Norm briefly, he has that show that's going, it's still ongoing, right?
On Netflix?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
You know you're talking to the wrong guy, but yes, go ahead.
I mean, it just had sort of a rough start because they went back in Norm's comic history and tried to, beat him up about it. And we feel real like comedy is sort of under assault in a way.
Wait, who went back and beat him up?
Well, he got beat up because he gave that interview about... it was suggested that he felt bad for Louis C.K. and Roseanne, two friends, and he interviews him. And then the next day, he was bounced from The Tonight Show because they said some of the writers were crying at the prospect of Norm being on the show, which I would have fired the writers immediately for being too soft myself. But he was bounced from the show. And what you're referring to, Trudy?
Yeah, it just feels like comedy is being sterilized and neutralized so much that it won't be funny anymore.
It'll always be funny. There will be taboo subjects that some people can stomach and some people cannot. I'd say it's ironic for writers to not allow another comic or cry about a comic coming on, given that their job is to take on social norms and be cultural liberators and be mindful that your pen is mightier than the sword or mightier than defamation or mightier than... ignorance, and therefore you have to let whomever explain their side of the story too. Like, why would you squelch anyone's voice, whether you agreed with it or not?
I don't know.
I mean, certainly Norm didn't hurt anyone. No. He didn't physically have an altercation. Mm-hmm. That's different. If he had assaulted someone the night before, you might go, okay, this is you're certainly legally culpable of doing something, and it's not right for you to come on. But because he had expressed an opinion, everybody decided they didn't want him on. That's fucking horrifying.
I know. I was horrified. I personally, I'm not sure I believe anyone was crying. I can't believe that could bring someone to tears. It seems impossible.
Say you're in the wrong business if you're a writer on The Tonight Show and you're crying about a guest, you're in the wrong business. Well, now they'll never have me on.
It's amazing, though, the shift that's happening late night. I know you worked on Conan for a while, and we used to be the Letterman, Conan, somewhat irrelevant, respectful, but now it seems like it's just games with celebrities or, you know, ripping on Trump constantly, which, you know, there's jokes there, but if that's all you are, I don't know, maybe it's just exhausting.
It'll all change. I mean, people reach their fill, they'll tune out, and they'll have to change their tactic.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it always bounces back.
Someone has to have the balls to do it. Why don't you do it, David?
I don't have time.
You got to get away from those five kids.
I only have time to be on TV. I don't have time to create it or watch it.
Yeah, it's funny when talking about the Goldbergs, and I know you're very pleased with the show, but it is amazing how many shows there are that I hear about, like, I never heard about that show. And then people are saying, oh, right, it's really good. You got to watch it. It's like, wow, I'm, you know, for our show, I try to keep up, and it seems impossible now.
Right.
So many
it
good
is,
shows.
Right?
Yeah.
You really have to decide. You've got to then comb through it and go, okay, what really hits me or really challenges me? Black Mirror has been on for how many seasons? Four?
Yeah, yeah.
All I've heard is, like, you've got to watch Black Mirror. I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, me neither.
And that's trust me, I desire to, but then there's also a thing like, well, I don't want to watch it without my wife.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right. So, because, you know, if I'm on the road, then that'd be a perfect time for me to watch it. Right. Like, I could sit one afternoon and binge watch episodes, but then I don't want to, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Mark Ridley put you up somewhere nice and you could watch something maybe that you wouldn't watch with your wife. I don't know.
I hear there's
porn. Maybe you want to watch
that. I don't even know what that word means.
Another show that you've done that I'm really marveling at it because I think it might be one of the hardest acting jobs is Drunk History. Is that a really hard show to do?
Well, it's like anything. If you put some time and attention to something, you can do it easily. Now, if you've not given yourself the time, then you're in a spot because it's not something you just pick up quickly. You know, you can, if you had lines of dialogue to learn, that's one thing. Mm. But in this, you have dialogue, inflection.
Yeah.
Yes. All those ticks. So in that regard, it is a bit harder, but at the same time, the way you're learning it is not, you're just listening to it. You're not necessarily reading it.
Oh, that's because
you got to listen to it. So sometimes when you listen to something audibly, you can pick it up quicker than just read, you know, try to memorize it off the page.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, almost mimicking.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you and I went bounced several lines of dialogue back and forth, we might pick it up quicker than if you and I went to separate rooms and read our lines. Or if you and I were both reading our lines out loud, it might, oddly enough, be easier for me to remember your lines than it would be mine.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because you're listening. Wow.
See that? Right. It lands more.
My question is answered.
Is that how
Curb... Don't tell me what I just said.
You told a story when you were on Colbert, which I thought was really funny, about you two back in the days when you were both struggling and, you know, he was going to throw in the towel or something like that, and you just sort of, hey, we got to go to, what is it, Shuba's?
Shuba's, yeah.
Shuba's Tavern, and that was like his moment. He fell after that. He was launched, and
it was a chance encounter. Obviously, he and I had known each other in Chicago, and I had been in New York recently prior to that, and I was visiting friends over the Christmas holiday, and it just so happened that somebody was doing a show. I said, hey, let's go do this thing, and on the way home, he'd give me a ride home, and I mentioned, like, oh, I remembered something like, by the way, Robert Smigel's looking for you.
Oh, huh.
That was the story he was telling. And at that point, that's what, and then he was on Smigel's show with Dana Carvey, I believe.
Yeah. And then from there, just a stepping stone.
From there, then they did Ambiguously Gay Duo. And, you know, then he was on, obviously, a lot of other shows. So it's very kind of him to give me some credit.
For his career.
For where he is now. Yeah.
He's done okay.
Look, you know, I mean, that guy is so talented and bright. There's no way he wouldn't have succeeded.
Who was in Second City with you in Chicago? Was it Adam McKay? Was he there?
Oh, my goodness. The list is so long and vast. I should write it down just so when I'm asked, I could deliver it. It may be one of the most defining 10 years of further media relevance ever to come out of Second City.
Wow.
All right, let's start with Mike Myers, Chris Farley, me, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Adam McKay, Scott Adsit, Steve Carell, Steve Colbert, Amy Sedaris. I've got to write it down. Rachel Dratch, Rachel Sands. And these are just the people you know from television. John Glazer. Now, there's a ton of writers you might not necessarily recognize their name.
Odenkirk.
You'd see... Well, certainly Bob Odenkirk, Brian Stack, Kevin Dorff, Tommy Blocka. Just the names go on and on and on. Just the number of people who I happen to be there with in this certain 8 or 9 years of study and performance in Chicago that all went on to be huge, impactful players in television, movies, and, you know, all entertainment.
What year did you get to Chicago?
Chicago. I moved there in 86.
Did you ever see the Happy Happy Good Show?
No. Who was in that?
That's the Smigel, Odenkirk, Conan O'Brien, kind of review that they did. That is like mythical.
Either that was right before I got there or it wasn't on my radar. That would have been early when I was there.
Okay. I was just curious. Because you hear, I've never heard much about it other than it's probably built up more than it probably was.
Well, just when you consider the names that were on it, you just must think amazing. But I think for any of us, if we go back over our earliest performances, they might leave us wanting.
It's great to see people in their formative years, though.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
There's always something there. And we've seen so many of them at Mark Ridley's over the years, and God, the faces on the wall there, incredible. And you will be there the 17th and the 19th. David Koechner, Koechner. How should we say it? Koechner?
Koechner.
Well, you should say Koechner. It'd be the German way. Or Koechner, Koechner. I'll respond to anything if I put my name on a list for a restaurant.
Well, the 17th through the 19th, two shows, the 18th and 19th at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak. David, thanks so much. It's so great to talk to you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. And again, folks, it's not to be missed. It'll be a show that'll be talked about for years. So you don't want to miss out.
Of course. And go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Right on, baby.
I'm getting over the Bears, but I'd like to see the Chiefs go somewhere. I know you
hey,
would.
Hey, man, I was pulling for him, too.
Mm. Ouch.
Yeah, fuck Philly.
Thanks again.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Bye. Thanks, gang. I appreciate it.
See ya. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
What must he think? The whole thing ends with Layla.
Oh, Barb.
Of course. You know, she heard music. She probably thinks the show's ending.
Oh, yeah, she thinks it's over.
It's
weird. My God, he's so amazing.
He is. She really does know the end of the show. She knows that music means the show is over and that her tension can be... She can be attended to.
Right. That I can take care of her needs.
Let's see. Let me wrap up because I'm trying to get our... There's so much debate over podcasts and full downloads and half downloads, and I'm trying to make the point that, hey, we get all our ads in the first hour, so who cares who's listening after 2 hours? It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We tossed out thank yous to all our sponsors on the podcast, but... Some people are saying we accidentally forgot to mention the original longest-running sponsor, Zod Ford, and DealsInAD.com, but they don't mind. More importantly, Zod Ford and Holly wants to thank you and wish all of you a happy and prosperous new year and to celebrate this joy. Hey, of course, they would celebrate with some kind of event. The deals are back in full right now at Zod Ford. Lease a new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid. Yes, a hybrid, as low as $82 a month. You can get a car for $82. Is that really possible? Or big badass trucks are more your thing. Lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $133 a month. As always, you can surf the astonishing deals of massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then if you're one of the Americans who spends, 45 minutes or less per year on your investments, it may be time to give Luke Nowacki and his team a call. I see the stock market. Is it still up today?
Is it? Oh, my God. Thank God.
It's been a roller coaster.
It was. The NASDAQ was on fire, too, but who knows?
I would say don't look at your fourth quarter statements.
Oh, yeah. It went down at the end.
Was a shot.
Bleak.
But it's been catching fire again, and I know Luke is probably going, you buy the lows.
Oh, he thinks this year is going to be great.
It's off to a good start because we had, I think we're about 500 points in the new year. That's not
having government is really helping.
I know. Isn't that strange? I swear to God, I usually check the market about 9:45 or 9:30 just to see where it's starting. And it seems like with the government shut down, it would be generally pretty bad. But I think since the government shut down, it's been up.
For the most part, they don't really care too much what's going on, as long as they know what's going on.
Well, we know the government's going to reopen at some point, even if it's 2020. So really something you need to bake in. Until these people are not getting paid for long enough that it starts to impact the economy, then they would bake in some losses, I would guess.
Yeah, purchasing, yeah.
You know, the thing at JFK, though, is sort of troublesome, the fact that people are scared to death that there's not going to be a flight to anywhere soon because of the TSA. So
that's pretty distressing. I would have to say.
I wouldn't want to fly right now.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in an airport today because you just don't know. It sounds like there are a few airports that are having some problems and some people are broadcasting some future problems, but this isn't really what Luke's all about.
No.
He's about investing and, again, taking advantage of events, which might cause the market to take a dive or maybe even if there's a correction or whatever.
It's God.
Or if you're just trying to plan your future, your retirement, your life insurance, whatever it might be, not only will they help you create a plan to help you reach your financial goals, they'll be there to answer your questions as well so you don't panic and pull all your money out at the bottom, for instance, which, you know, some people probably did panic a couple weeks ago. And then you have to go, first of all, you have to pay taxes. Yeah. If you had money in the market for a long time.
That's why you pull out. Take your losses.
Yeah, well, you may have gains. You might have gotten in there at 10,000 and you might have made a lot of money with the market at 22,000, which is where it bottomed out somewhere. But then you got to pay taxes on that, and then you have to go back in. So when do you? Well, gee, the market's up 1,000 or 1,400 points. I don't want to go back in now because it's higher. I'll wait to. Really? I mean, that's a hard question to answer, unless you just know you're going to need money in the next couple of years. But again, Luke, we'll tell you all these things. Yeah. For a complimentary consultation about your unique financial situation, call Luke Nowacki 248-663-4748, or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services off through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names. Products or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. So, hey, I should also do this. And I don't really encourage people to send things to us, but occasionally people get through the system like Lisa Boduch, B-O-D-U-C-H, the Director of Business Development at Hemp's.
Ooh.
And she sent all these hemp products.
Nice.
I know. And she's been with us a long time, back at Rib. 105.1.
I've used that
the
stuff.
Podcast. Have you?
The lotions and stuff? Yeah.
The lotions?
Really nice.
Well, I always wonder, is there some reason hemp, I mean, what's the benefit of hemp? It just makes a good lotion?
It's all natural.
Yes.
Okay.
It's good.
Well, she sent us a bunch of stuff, and people will be trying it out. In fact, I have the shampoo.
Feel how soft my skin is.
It's really weird thinking there's hemp in a shampoo and a conditioner. I think, like, what am I going to smell like? Pot? Am I going to get high?
Puts the lotion on its skin.
I know how ridiculous that is. But anyway, thank you,
Lisa. Your head gets buzzed.
Yeah. She says, let's see, we've become a part of the fabric of our listeners' lives. She loves the Facebook page. She speaks in drops. Joking with the Drew in my community. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on the Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. We're almost at 21,000, by the way.
Oh,
really? Helping along. Zing Media is helping us. So yeah, Lisa. Thanks to you and to Hemp's H E M P Z.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
We will try out all these goodies, and I mean, they look pretty. They look to me like they're official.
Sure.
I haven't tried the shampoo yet, but I will.
Oh.
So, were we done with the Golden Globes?
No, there's so much more.
And there was a lot of stuff. I kind of wanted to move on because Kevin Spacey was in court today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and his brother's popping off about him again.
Oh, his brother? Should we call him?
Yeah. Yeah,
his brother's Rod Stewart impersonator.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, the last time we saw
that connection there, yeah.
It's the weirdest story.
That is so
bizarre.
I don't think he's driving the limo anymore.
It's like a franchise, though, because in every city, don't they have a Rod Stewart impersonator?
Is he just easy to impersonate?
You know, it seems like they do, because we have the one that's at Pine Knob all the time.
Yeah. Well, there's two actually in town.
But he was
dueling rods.
That whole thing was so weird. When we read about that story, we were like, this is the funniest thing. He didn't really look that much like Rod Stewart, but he impersonated. His hair was like, he had the spiky hair.
You just have to do the hair.
And he drove a limousine. And so, as I recall, you could have Rod Stewart, quote unquote, drive you, and you could pick his outfit too.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it was a real thing. I was like, this can't be. Is this really happening? People really hire him? I guess they did. But didn't he sell cars?
God, I don't remember.
Or suits.
We had him on 105.1. It was silly, crazy, funny. And then he just happens to be Kevin Spacey's brother, which is even weirder. And he jumped in on all when the Kevin Spacey stuff, Me Too, started happening.
Yeah.
He did talk about it just a little bit, and he was very scarce because we tried to find him.
Here's the story of him popping off, if you want to. I don't think he's really saying
popping off again?
Yeah.
Oh, he's... January. Oh, this is brand new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He believes that because he's an actor, society should give him a pass because you loved him as these diabolical characters, so you should love him as a real sex pervert. He's the worst of the worst. First allegation came out in 2004. He managed to shovel under the carpet, but I knew it was a matter of time. He's destroyed a lot of souls. This young man has only lived in silence for a year, but the torturous emotions... No, that is... I don't think they really are in communication.
No.
I mean, I'm not sure it's really appropriate for Randy, to be talking about this alleged sexual assault. Would he really know?
Yeah, why not? They share the same genetics.
That's true.
He knows from a DNA level.
Whoa, shut up, Siri. I wasn't talking to you.
I hate it when Siri does that. It's always something really weird.
Jesus.
The torturous emotion this kid...
Stop eavesdropping.
Really? This kid had to go through at the expense of my brother. This is just the beginning. He's been living this secret life for 40 years. Hmm. Yeah, and wasn't Kevin abused by their father?
The Nazi-loving father.
And Spacey got off the hook? Or was it the other way around?
I don't remember.
It was really hurtful. I spent the better part of my childhood trying to prevent my brother from being raped. Then in 1975, when I moved out of the house, my brother stayed in the home for 5 years. There's no doubt my father got a hold of him. I've been trying to have a relationship with my brother, but now it turns out 40 years later, he actually represents everything I'm fighting against. I don't wish any bad against my brother, but he's going to have to face his accusers. Kevin had tried to avoid appearing in court. Because Spacey was in court today, and I'm really intrigued by this case, and I know this is terrible because I'm intrigued is something, is a topic on the show.
Right.
Not for the right reasons, but not that I'm against him getting his due if he did this to this guy, but the story, it seems to me it's a defense attorney's dream.
Yeah.
Because I cannot get past his hand being in this guy's pants for 3 minutes. And I was actually doing this, like fighting my hand with my other hand to myself because I'm not doing this to somebody else. And I'm like, wait, I can't keep my hand in there, even my weak hand. 3 minutes is a long time. And supposedly, he sent a couple Snapchats during this.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine getting your phone out? Kevin Spacey's hands are in your pants, and you're getting your phone out to go, pfft.
Yeah.
But his hand is on his shirt when the picture was taken, and now they're saying the defense attorney's demanding the text messages of the victim saying there's exculpatory stuff. And I guess the prosecution acknowledges that, yes.
Get your hand off my penis!
They may want to see these texts. And I know, Trudy, I'm really hung up on the 3 minutes. I know that's terrible, but...
Well, Brandon brought it to life when he set a timer on it. And yeah, it is a really long period of time. Unless they're standing, weren't they in this bar and they're sort of trying to, maybe the kid was like, maybe if I act cool,
they're standing,
he'll quit.
Shoulder to shoulder by the piano, which I don't
know. Well, they were shoulder to shoulder. They were at the piano, which sounds a little gay, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with
being by a piano?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? I don't know. Pianos are manly.
Then they went outside together. They had a cigarette. And then apparently he says the assault happened in the bar after Kevin plied him with drinks. No, okay, the kid said...
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work, yeah.
Yeah, that guy's as manly as they come.
The kid said he was 8. He said he was 23. So Spacey thinks he's legal. So the 18 issue is really not an issue, is it? If the guy said he's 23 and he admits that.
Yeah, I mean, he's of age at that point.
So, you know, I saw his mother, and I feel bad for his mother, and I feel bad for him, too. His mother was saying he plied him with drink after drink after drink. And I guess it was 4 beers and 4 or 5 shots of whiskey.
Right.
So the kid was probably hammered. But Kevin Spacey did not pour the drinks down his throat. He drank them.
Well, I guess the question is that consent to accept a drink from somebody?
No, it's not consent.
By no means,
but I don't
but
think his state of inebriation is his own responsibility. Now, that doesn't mean Kevin Spacey. I mean, it also may mean that he was less able to think this was wrong, or maybe I don't know. Maybe he didn't care.
He's
or who knows?
So getting off on this.
That's what I mean.
Close.
Kevin Spacey was smirking in court. He was smiling going into court, and I really...
That's probably going to hurt him more than it's going to help.
I would think it would hurt him, too, but as the facts of the case come out, I'm convinced that Kevin Spacey will not be convicted because of the facts, and that doesn't mean he didn't do it. In fact, I think he probably did do it.
Hard to prove.
The 3 minutes in the pants, I really feel like this victim's going to be bummed out that he came forward. Because I think after the case, people are going to think, maybe he's bi-curious. I mean, 3 minutes in his pants, that's a long time. I mean, maybe he was, you know.
They're going to sentence him to bi-curiosity.
Possibly. You are guilty of bi-curiosity.
Get it on with that guy over there.
The downside of all of this is that they had to replay that thing where the video.
Oh, my God, anyway, the worst acting ever.
Like, you make your own decisions, don't you?
Yeah, we already did. You're creepy.
I know you do. That was... Yeah,
the decision was made by everybody that we don't want to see you in anything anymore ever again.
It.
You know, that's the other thing, and I don't know how much
that's a character from House of Cards.
Yeah, it's his president.
The character is so dumb, and yet I know so many people that love that show, and now I'm unhappy with them.
Nobody would vote for that guy. How did he win? Do you want to call Randy?
Randy.
Randy.
By the way, I just saw Patricia Arquette. Patricia Arquette has not lost the weight.
Not her boobs.
Oh, my God, her boobs were craned up. I was afraid to put that on Twitter, though, because I thought I'd get in trouble.
I put something on there that looks like there may be another escape tonight. Because they did. They were just so craned.
Man.
Looked uncomfortable.
That's all I could see were her boobs.
And she cursed a couple times.
Yeah. Rendy.
She had a very long list of people to thank.
Is this dealership?
No, Rod's limo's
closed. Hi, the person you're calling is using a screening service from Google and will get a copy of this conversation.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead and say your name and why you're calling.
It's Drew.
Why you're calling?
I was calling because I wanted to talk to the Rod Stewart impersonator, Randy. And I want to see if he was still doing that. We've interviewed Randy before on 105.1 in Detroit. Hope to call us back at the 248 number, Randy. Don't know if you're still doing your Rod thing once we're playing the music.
Hope you are.
Anyway, thanks for the time.
See ya. So do we wait?
Thanks. Okay. Connecting you now.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Google.
Hello, this is Trish.
Hey, Trish, this is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We've talked to Randy a couple times. I know he was doing the Rod Stewart thing. And we've been trying to reach him for quite a while. I don't know if he's getting messages.
Well, you need to call him on his cell phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a number that you may have had.
Can you verify that we have this? Can you verify that we have the right cell number?
Right. You need to call.
Mm-hmm. That's what we have.
And you're calling out of where?
We're calling from Detroit.
Did we do an interview with you before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, we did. We sure did. He was great. We had a great time.
It was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, I know we did interviews with a couple of stations, and I knew Detroit sounded familiar, so.
Hey, what happened to the limo company?
He just retired from driving.
Wait.
Nothing. He just retired.
Please tell me he has all the outfits still.
Oh, of course he does.
Okay.
He has a wardrobe to kill, but, you know, he doesn't wear it anymore.
But is the Rod Stewart?
Well, so, no, you need to call Randy at if you want to do another interview with him.
Okay.
So, and it's... Well, you might can reach him now and then schedule an interview later because he's got an appointment.
That'd be great.
O'clock.
That's what we had planned. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. You bet. Thanks.
See.
Bye.
Did we have this? Did we have that
Let's
number?
Do this quick.
Did we have that number?
No. Well done.
Wow.
I thought she was going to demand that I read the number to her.
I know. She just gave it up.
Sweet. Well, he's, Spacey's brother.
And we are supposed to just schedule something. Trish gave us the number, right? Is that her name?
Hello, this is Randy.
Randy! Hey, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. How you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Good. We had you on, I think about 3 years ago, talking about when you were doing the limo thing.
Yeah, those. I retired.
Trish just told us.
Yeah. Are you guys wanting to do an interview with me?
Yeah, if you got a few minutes, we'd love to talk to you.
I can't right now. I'm on my way to my hair appointment because I'm getting ready to go to New York for an interview. What time is this the only time that you guys can get me on the air?
No, we could call you. Give us a good time and we'll call you back. This time of day is good.
It doesn't matter. It's just that today I have this hair appointment at 3 o'clock.
No, I understand. I believe me, when I have a hair appointment, nothing's stopping me either.
Me
either. No, I can't cancel on this lady. Shit, I won't get back in for 3 months.
Is it to make your hair look like Rod, or is it, dude, please don't tell me you have a different hairstyle.
No, you know what? That whole thing is like some kind of an urban legend that was started here in Boise. I toured as a professional drummer for 30 years.
Yeah.
Looked the same way. No one ever called me Rod. I come to Boise and I start doing these limo gigs, and all of a sudden now I'm branded as some Rod Stewart impersonator. I'm like, listen, I have a hard enough time being myself. Multiple personalities scare me. Yeah. So I just kind of just went with it.
Well, yeah.
And, but I've been wearing my hair this way, you know, for years and years. So I just continue because I have kind of a public image. But I'd love to talk to you guys about my book.
Yeah.
And it turns out that... all along, everything I said in my book was true.
No,
and that my speculation about my brother was true. You know, there's just so much that has been revealed in the last year. I've completely changed my mind about him. He now represents everything I'm fighting against.
No, I read the interview, and it is scary. And, you know, that story, this trial, I heard this morning a little bit about it. It just doesn't sound like it's going terribly well for the victim, what's been revealed so far.
No, this one, he's not going to go to prison for this one. He's going to get extradited back to London for 22 cases that Scotland Yard is looking at, besides the ones in L.A. No, this is just the beginning. And I was extremely disturbed by his Let Me Be Frank video.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
we all
God.
Were.
Yeah. And initially, because the acting was terrible in
super
it, right?
Super creepy.
Well, he doesn't act anyway. He only has one character, and
you're
he
right.
plays the same part in every single movie,
except
he puts on a stupid Southern fake accent. Gag me.
Amen.
Yeah.
But anyway, but that's here and there. I don't wish any harm upon my brother. It's just that—
Justice.
Karma, you know, hell might be for eternity, but karma is definitely for the living.
Yeah.
I agree. And I saw him, he was smirking in court today, too. I thought he looked like
sure,
a smart ass.
He had that smug look like he just got a blowjob. I know all too well what's going on with this dude. You know, I've been studying my family history for 50 years. I know all about
you know
Kevin
that look.
Spacey.
Yeah.
You know. And I didn't even put a lot of it in the book because I didn't think it was necessary. But now it's
sequel.
Out.
Yeah.
Write another book.
Yeah, sequel.
Or re-release. Add some pages.
Well, no, I'm happy with the book I have because hundreds and hundreds of people have written me and thanked me for being so honest that it really helped them deal with silence. That's what my book's about. What happens when you live in silence? Let me give you an example. That kid... that is taking Kevin to court.
Right.
Yeah.
The trauma this kid went through for just 1 year living in silence and that tumultuous pain stirring up in him, thinking it was his fault. What did he do wrong? Am I gay? Am I not gay? What is the deal? And he finally had enough courage after only 1 year to come forward. That is unusual. Usually these victims stay quiet for decades, okay?
Yeah.
So I commend this kid. And if my brother is accused of these crimes, well, he needs to do the time.
Well, it sounds like his attorney, his attorney may be going with some kind of bi-curiosity defense that this kid was bi-curious, or he had his hand in his pants for 3 full minutes, and therefore he must have liked it. And so it's going to be rough. It's going to be messy.
Like I said, it's just the beginning of the first one. This is not going to go away. As I've said in interviews, Kevin, you had your moment in time as Kevin Spacey. That time is over. All that's left is Kevin Fowler. Why don't you just come on home?
Yeah.
You know,
hey, Randy,
he hasn't.
Did you ever think of doing a response video to the Frank Underwood video that he put out?
Well, that's a great idea.
It's funny that you should say that, that I have one that I just finished the script last night.
Oh, wow.
And it's called.
You want to workshop it with us?
It's called No, Let Me Be Frank.
Yes!
And I'm in, and I'm going to be in the kitchen doing the whole washing the scenes.
Are you
going to
break
the
fourth
apron.
Wall?
Yeah, making the fake sandwich and telling everybody up front, hey, I'm in my kitchen. I got a low budget video here, and I'm making a fake sandwich. And you're probably, what am I up to?
I love it.
Okay, and it goes on from there. And basically, I don't accuse my brother of anything in the video. All I do is say it appears. From what I see, okay, there's a line in that video that is extremely disturbing. It's called, if I didn't pay the price for the things you know I did, then I'm not going. Then I'm certainly not going to pay the price for the things I didn't do.
Ooh.
That sounds actually like a confession that he's done all this shit for all these years. You people knew about it, and I didn't have to pay for it. So it's okay for me to live as a open sex predator, pedophile, because you love me playing diabolical characters in the movies.
All of them the same.
The difference between fantasy and reality, and the dude has no shame. The balls of him to think that he can justify destroying hundreds and hundreds of souls of people that haven't come forward.
And Randy,
okay, this is, you know,
Randy, you're when you talk about what went on in the past, and you said you left the house and Kevin was there for 5 years after, are you suggesting that Kevin was molested by...
Yes, I am now suggesting that the facts do line up to that particular scenario, because I have photos of him and my father together, and they have that look on each other's faces, okay?
Wow,
so here's the key to the whole thing.
Spacey smirk.
It's about perception. My perception was it destroyed most of my adult life while I lived in turmoil and silence and shame. My brother, on the hand, liked it. And he liked it a lot, evidently. And what he ended up doing was going into acting, creating a lot of wealth, power, and influence, and using that to lure his prey to satisfy his vice, which was his master. And he would do anything to fill it. And he's got away with it for 40 years. This is one of the reasons why he didn't want to have a relationship with me. You know, he had all those people around him protecting him for 40 years, and no one said a word. They all lived in silence. And as soon as the first allegation came, they all jumped ship, like all of a sudden they got a conscience. Those people are just as guilty as Kevin.
Yeah, the R. Kelly people, I felt the same way about that. Yeah. Did you know Kevin was gay? As a child,
I knew he was gay in 1971, of course, but it didn't matter to me. I didn't even bring it up in my book. I could care less.
How did you know he was gay so early? Did he tell you that? Or were you just...
No, it's just his whole demeanor. He never went out with chicks. He never went to a school dance. He hung on my mother like a fucking cheap suit. You know, both of them, they had this strange love affair for 35 years, which is very speculative. Like I said, the whole thing has finally, there were some missing pieces in my giant puzzle, and now they've all been filled in. I know exactly who Kevin Spacey is. He is my father, the creature.
Oh, wow.
That's
profound.
Talk about how cruel life is and how Shakespearean is. I spend the better part of my childhood trying to protect my little brother from being raped by our father. Okay, and in the end, I don't get a relationship with Adam all. I've had the door slammed in my face for 40 years. And then 40 years later, I find out that he's turned into my father and he had all that money and wealth and power to lure those victims. It is disgusting and it makes me sick because it puts me in a real dichotomy. On one hand, I've been trying to have a relationship. And on the other hand, like I said before, he now represents what I'm fighting against. That is a really cruel thing to have happen to my life after all I went through and all I suffered for just because I love my little brother. But that, I have to live with that, and I can live with that. And I'm not angry about it because I understand these characters. Once you understand the characters and their motives behind what they do, it's very easy to let go of them like a, shaking off a bad flea, okay? Mm-hmm. So my brother, he is finished. I feel sorry for him. He had a great run, but it's time to do what his little silly, stupid cap said, retire.
Randy, can...
And why don't you have a relationship with your family? And here's another thing that's never I've never understood. Boy. My brother's got hundreds of millions of dollars, and not once would he ever help out me and my sister while we struggled financially most of our life. That's cruel. And he picked that up from my mother because my father would never work. My mother had to do all the money. So she basically said, don't give money away to anybody and don't have a relationship with Randy because he's going to tell you stories in the future. And that's exactly what he did.
You can't mention that, though, because all he'll say is, oh, he's just upset I didn't give him money and so he's making stuff up.
Nah, that's hogwash. I don't need his money. I pay my bills and I'm broke just like everybody else. I'm living off Social Security, okay?
Well, that and the proceeds from A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows.
No, I don't get a dime from that book. I don't get a dime. I am not on the LLC. I am not on the bank account. I did not write this book for money. I wrote this book to help one person, whoever would grasp what I was trying to get across. Well, it turned out I've helped hundreds and hundreds of people, and that's fine with me. So no one's going to be able to say that I'm making any money off this book because I'm not.
Well, you never know what somebody.
I shred my brother in this book. 1,000 paper cuts in 5 chapters, and then he's done.
It's a long book.
Is publicity getting out for the book? I mean, does everyone know about the book?
No, I don't want any publicity. I am trying to lay in the background and earn the respect of a publisher to publish my book in paper form with the 1,000 photos, which is my evidence that goes with the manuscript. Okay, this book is killer. With all the photos.
Oh, well, I got to tell you, the best photo, the cover.
Of course.
That's a great cover, Randy.
The whole thing is my concept. I designed everything. I am a graphic artist. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I did everything with no money because I have no money. And I'm doing it very quietly. I need to earn the respect of the media. Do you realize that I've only had one 10-second bite in the American media in the year?
What?
But I've had 36 international interviews. The story is so hot, no one wants to talk to me.
Where are you going this week after you get your hair done? Is that a national?
I'm supposed to go to New York, and somebody wants to talk with me about my book and my brother. And I'm like, okay.
Can you tell us who you're going to talk to so we can at least get out there?
No, I can't. I just can't. I'm sorry. I wish I could.
Is it a national network at least? Like an ABC,
CBS? It's a national. Oh, it's national.
Okay. Well, we'll hear. Okay, we'll hear about it then. I would think we'd hear about it.
Yeah, I'm sure. My goal is to either get on Oprah or the Ellen Show because I can reach the most people to tell my story about the dangers of living in silence. If this kind of nonsense is going on in your life, okay, these people that commit these crimes, they think that what they're doing is okay, and they don't understand the effect it has on the. On the victim. Why can't my brother get his lovers and sex partners legitimately? Why does he need to get them drunk and then stick his hands down in their pants? Why would someone need to do that with that much money and power? Shit, why don't you be legitimate and rent yourself a goddamn hooker? You know, or go over to the South Pacific and rent your little 14-year-old boys because that's what he does.
I can't really speak to that because, I mean,
a lot of rumors and hearsay.
Maybe that's why it's hard to get the book published.
Yeah.
Randy, listen, I appreciate everything you have to say, and it's a fascinating story. And I look forward to seeing the book. I don't know how it's... It seems like it would help more people if it got out to more people and got publicized, but
yeah,
I wonder
like I
what's
said,
holding
I'm
it back.
I'm going to earn it. I'm going to earn it, and I'm going to only do the interviews when my phone rings.
All right,
that's
well, Randy, thank you so much for your time.
Can we call you after...
Thank you guys for calling.
Can we call you after the national interview or the Oprah interview?
Yeah.
See how it went.
What's the call numbers on this radio station?
It's the Drew and just go Drew and Mike show. Just Google Drew and Mike show.
Drew and Mike, cool. Thanks, yeah. Dude.
Thank you,
appreciate
Randy.
It.
All right,
okay.
Have fun with the haircut.
Bye, okay, Randy.
Good luck.
Thanks.
See ya.
Wow, he's fired up. I tell you why he said, why would you not want to publicize the book? How do you earn it without being?
He sounds like he needs to keep his distance from it for some reason. There might be.
I wonder if there's some legal problems with what's being published too. Possibly, I mean, yeah. He's talking about 14-year-old boys in foreign countries.
So he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to get sued.
That would have to get. Plus, you can't really say things based on somebody's face in a picture.
No,
I don't think that's. I think that would be vetted from a book.
Regardless, if you could, you know, Kevin would just sick his lawyers on him anyway.
Right.
Yeah. No. Anybody who publishes that, if it's I mean, he's making some pretty strong claims. You've got to have some basis for that, or you're going to get your ass.
Hey, his name's not on the LLC.
Yeah.
Maybe that's.
That's why.
He's fine.
Well, he doesn't. But he says he doesn't have anything. So.
But they can.
You can't lose anything.
I am surprised.
He doesn't have anything.
I am surprised though that these national shows haven't had him on.
Well, he has a lot. He does throw a lot of stuff out there.
I'll tape it and edit it.
Maybe the Oprah people can sort of winnow it down.
Well, you were.
Where's the Oprah show?
When Oprah would have done that?
Oh yeah,
interview, she would have done that interview.
Yeah, she would have.
Wow, he's fired up. You know, I feel bad for whoever's doing his hair because they're going to hear all about it. Isn't that the big thing? You know, to tell.
I know, and the people who are in the next chair are going to be going, "Oh, geez, this is really more than I wanted to know about this." First, they're going to be pumped, and then they're going to get worn out.
And he took offense to that it was Rod Stewart's hair. When he's had it for years.
As he's having his hair done to look like Rod Stewart.
No, to look like when he was a drummer in bands for 20 years. Duh.
Who did he drum for? I'm not.
I was going to ask him.
Clear on that.
He was on a roll.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That would have taken a long time.
Now we know what Kevin Spacey looks like when he's getting a blowjob. Allegedly.
Yeah. The face he made in court today. That's
so
smug
weird.
Face. You know, that was. He's pretty. I don't think he likes Kevin.
Or his dad, or his mom.
Or his mom. I know. That's
there is
really
a sister. I don't want to go down that road.
Kevin hasn't helped her or Randy. Now, why is Randy giving up the Rod Stewart thing if he's just struggling to pay his bills?
He's tired. He's living on Social Security now.
Okay.
He doesn't need the money now, but he shouldn't even talk about money because you know that's what the Kevin Spacey supporters and what Kevin will say.
He's not in the LLC.
Well, they could say he's
Let's see. Randy Fowler. Drummer. Let's see if he comes up. Randy Fowler. Wait there. Wait, is that him? Yeah, it's a guy looking like Rod Stewart playing drums for George Benson.
Really?
What? Yeah,
George Benson?
Allegedly.
Let's call him back.
Just drums. Randy Fowler. Wait, this is an unusual YouTube. Randy. Just drum. Hey, Brandon. Just drums. Randy B. Fowler playing George Benson's Show Me the Love. Wait, he's not playing with George Benson. He's playing a George Benson song. That's deceptive. I thought he was playing with George Benson, but...
That is one talented family.
Look at his drum set, Trudy.
Lots of hi-hats. See it. Oh, my God. Oh, he's like Neil Peart.
I think it's a problem is he has too many drums. I think he needs to winnow his drum set down, too.
Wow.
Randy Fowler has an overkill problem.
That's like a 20-piece, maybe more.
Do you think he uses all those drums, or are they just for...
I think he'd sell that drum set.
Somebody has that kind of a drum set.
Money left over from paying his bills. There's so many drums there.
It looks like it's mainly cymbals. Is it?
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see what else is there.
Sorry, Trudy.
Right, Randy Fowler, Luther Vandross. Hold on.
We're having
hopefully this is not just him playing a Luther Vandross song.
We're having our own technical things.
Uh-oh, headphones?
Well, we had to move around.
Cool.
So. Are you good now, Trudy?
I am. Go for liftoff.
Make sure you keep my headphones warm.
This is Randy. Okay, there appears to be something called Randy Fowler Just Drums.
Oh, sweet.
And I think he's playing along with a Luther Vandross song. Not with Luther Vandross.
He's doing drum covers now?
Apparently.
Oh, you're right about that. He's not.
Wait. I want to see him.
There he is with the giant drum kit again.
Well, now we need to call him back. There's so many layers to this guy.
Do you think the camera would occasionally be on Luther if Luther was singing with him?
Yes. He is alone in a room by himself. Yes.
I wonder if...
Or maybe not. I don't know.
I don't want to criticize Randy Fowler. I think he's sincere. Cowboy, but Luther! It does seem that Randy wants to make it an entertainment.
Still, though, you think?
Oh, you see him here? 30 years. Check that one out?
Oh.
That's like his Dave Clark 5 look. Oh, God bless it.
Don't fucking practice, Randy!
Shit, sorry. It went to the moon.
Randy, right there. Turning son of a bitch!
Wow, he's got a lot of covers.
That's quite a while ago. But the pictures of him drumming are always with him drumming, and there's no band. If he was on the road for 30 years, wouldn't you think the band would get in the picture?
John here playing with Hall & Oates.
Is he with Hall & Oates, or is he just playing along to Hall & Oates?
This is off the CD.
Drums?
Randy Fowler and Just Drums is another track. You probably
I think naming it Just Drums might hurt the appeal.
Oh, it's not cymbals. They're all electric drums.
Don't fucking practice, Randy!
Do you think Trish ever gets upset about this drum kit in the living room? It's right in front of the TV. Pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to Kevin or Randy Fowler, as you point out.
He's talented, man.
There's starting a lot like of stuff.
I am so good at music.
He's drummed along to almost all of it is.
Oh,
Luther Vandross.
So he discovered that look before Rod Stewart.
Well, 30 years ago, it seems like Rod Stewart already looked like that, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't know that.
Yes, he did.
He doesn't look like Rod there when he's. I mean, that's a long time.
No, he's pretty
ago.
Corporate there.
Yeah, he looks like you're right, Dave Clark 5.
Oh boy.
Cool.
Is that just from Just Drums?
Yes. Yeah, another track off Just Drums.
I think the drums are too loud in Just Drums.
Well, that's the point.
How much appeal is this? If you have the Steely Dan song, wouldn't you just want that? Are people walking around going,
I need more
I want
drums.
The Steely Dan. I want Reeling in the Ears with louder drums.
More of them.
What's the marketplace for that?
By the way, it's not Just Drums.
It's not?
Well, it is, but if it was just drums, wouldn't it be only drums?
Yeah, but what is the market for that?
Well, that's why I think that the album is mislabeled.
136 views.
Oof.
Just got its first thumbs up.
Do you think he has permission from Steely Dan?
Do you have to do this?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
The baseline guy doesn't get permission from everybody, right?
It's cool.
But it makes it sound like there's a record called Just Drums, or maybe there's just a... Maybe it's just on YouTube. I don't know. Very intrigued by Randy Fowler. More intrigued than ever.
He's an interesting guy.
He doesn't bother with having a band.
No, the most. Is he drumming with Stevie Wonder or is he drumming along with a song?
No, he performed with him.
Stevie might be there.
Yeah, he wouldn't know.
Well, A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows by Randy Fowler. This could use some drumming.
It could, couldn't it? Doesn't it sound like they recorded that in a bathroom? Like Stevie's in his bathroom, just got out of the shower.
He probably does sing that every day when he gets out of the shower.
I bet he does.
I can't get much information about the book other than it has a 2.75 rating out of 5 stars.
It's like 450 pages.
455.
A lot of pictures.
Randy seems to offer a little too much of everything. I think there is an
He's
overkill.
Passionate, though.
I think there's an overkill issue.
I believe him.
I do too.
I really do.
Let's
no,
see
I do.
The review. No, I believe that something crazy was going on in that house.
Don't let all this awesome noise of being Rod's limos and Just Drums distract from the fact that he knows the history of his brother, Kevin Spacey.
The dark but secret.
He does, or should we say Kevin Fowler?
Does he not? Yeah, I know, if he's gonna, no, I just want to be Kevin Fowler. Randy, I'm coming home. I'm not picturing that happening.
That would be the worst sentence for him if they find him guilty. It's like, we sent you now to go back home.
Kevin's Randy's brother, full time.
And you are now known as Kevin
Get
Fowler.
Get off of Mommy's apron springs, you bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you not detect
you're gonna
that
peel
he...
that so fast.
Doesn't it seem that he and Kevin Spacey have very little contact for a long, long time?
Yeah.
So how can he write with such authority about what he's doing out there?
Well, because he's writing, but he's writing about his childhood and stuff he saw when he was around.
But he's talking about these cases like he...
He does have a good point, though, if all of these people have accused him of getting them drunk and then subjecting them to this, then he's right. Why doesn't he just, you know...
Why not
try some consensual gay sex?
Randy's pro-prostitute. Or pro-gay prostitute.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't agree with him. It's just that I don't know if you can speak with absolute authority.
No, he's got a story to tell. And
I mean, it doesn't sound like he witnessed a lot of this stuff, but he sort of knows the background, and so I think he's reading the stories like we are. It's my opinion.
Like he's drumming.
Yes.
He's drumming very much.
He goes with the flow. Most of Randy B. Fowler's life has been spent living in almost complete obscurity. What?
Well, they don't know about Rod's limos.
And in the shadows of his famous two-time Academy Award-winning brother, Kevin Spacey, in his autobiography titled A Moment in Time Living in the Shadows, Randy B. Fowler tells about his terrifying childhood filled with every kind of horrific form of child abuse. He's not just talking about this. He's talked about this before, by the way. Randy details some of the unbelievable, extremely painful, and most unusual stories he, his little brother, Kevin, and their sister Julie experienced growing up. Moment in Living in the Shadows is highly dramatic, very serious, often humorous. Oh, you didn't hear the humorous part. Randy Fowler is very witty and has written a most fascinating and captivating autobiography. Delves into an assortment of tragedies, various careers, personal relationships. He's learned a great deal. Who wrote this?
Randy B. Fowler.
It does look like. I'm reading this from A Moment in Time Living in the Shadows. This is on Goodreads.
Isn't that the back of the book?
It says
I think it's the inside of the book.
Did Randy B. Fowler write this?
His name is not on the LLC.
It seems very third person-y to me. Randy lived his life in absolute silence about the sexual abuse. This doesn't seem like a critique. It seems like
this is the synopsis of the book. Like it's on Amazon as well.
Okay. Thomas Fowler, the father, was a member of the American Nazi Party. Boy, nice family.
Oh, wow.
Groomed his hair and face like Hitler's.
Oh.
Randy refers to his father as the creature.
In A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows, Randy. Is that the next line?
Pretty much.
And he also discussed. Yeah. So that's part of the press release for the book.
Discusses his practically non-existent relationship with his estranged younger brother, Kevin Spacey Fowler. Kevin Spacey Fowler? Is that his middle name?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who Randy tried so hard to protect during their abusive childhood. Randy asks the following questions. Why is one brother brutally honest and the other dishonestly brutal? Why does one have a character and the other plays characters?
Great question.
Wait, it seems like Randy comes off really well in these dichotomies, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Why was one
God, he's so deep.
Well, he hasn't done anything wrong.
I feel like Randy's getting a rough go on the
show
Kevin today.
Do you think Kevin Spacey's going back through Randy Fowler's Twitter to try and bust him for a Me Too?
Why was one a plaything for their cruel, mentally ill, perverted pedophile father and the other embraced by a loving mother who ignored Randy's screams of pain and suffering? For the sacrifice Randy made to protect his little brother, Kevin, from their insane, Nazi-loving father's perverted abuse, all Randy's received over the years in return for his shattered soul and broken spirit has been betrayal and abandonment.
Oh, man.
I think Randy wrote this.
Hey.
In writing his autobiography, Randy has finally had the courage to come out and openly discuss the dangers of choosing to live in silence, most of his adult life and the ramifications it had on him as... Author outlines testimonies, authorities on the subject, and techniques that can help children who are dealing with child abuse as well as those adults who've come in. Okay.
Well, see, it's nice that he's telling his truth.
We don't need to fucking practice, Randy!
Kind of like Kendall Jenner is with proactive.
One thing I did appreciate about Randy was he said that he's helped hundreds of people. Whoever says they've helped hundreds? People usually say, I've helped thousands of people. It's never hundreds. Oh,
he's in Idaho.
And he's not trying to publicize the book. That's the really weird thing. Why wouldn't he publicize it? Why did he say he wasn't publicizing the book?
Because he doesn't make any money off of it.
But he's trying to help people.
Well, when we first got him on the phone, before all the rest of that stuff spilled out, he said...
He didn't even have time to talk.
He was talking about, I can't wait to talk about my book.
We want to help people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
He's in it.
Let's see if...
Let's talk about how he doesn't want to talk about his book.
Chapter 2.
There seems to be a site, Randy B. Fowler, professional drummer. Oh, this is Welcome to Just Drums. I started my drumming career studying with the world-renowned Murray Spivak.
Oh.
Is everybody know Murray Spivak?
Yeah, it's Pete's brother.
Can someone Google Murray Spivak, please?
He's world-renowned.
In addition, an assortment of other fine drummers and percussion teachers, such as Chuck Flores, Walt Goodman of the L.A. Philharmonic, Karen Irvin of California State Orange.
Do you want to hear Randy's philosophy of life?
Sure.
This is in chapter one of the book. As a result, my philosophy of life has always been, expect nothing from anyone, and you'll never be disappointed. That's pretty deep.
Now?
It's kind of sad, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Any information on Pete Spivak, Trudy?
Murray Spivak, I'm sorry. Russian-born American sound engineer, best known as the sound designer for King Kong, 1933.
Is he world famous? Or?
He appears to be world famous.
Okay.
I consider myself to be a statistical anomaly. I could have ended up an alcoholic, drug addict, criminal in prison, or worse yet, dead. That's from Randy's book.
I'm trying to check Randy's Facebook likes.
He won an Academy Award for that.
You did? Okay.
So, yes, yeah.
All right. I guess
wait.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page to see whether Randy Fowler was one of his students.
Most of this is in first person. Then it goes to this paragraph. This book is not just Randy Fowler's autobiography, but Bonnie Soto, my co-author, has embellished the book with research-based facts and statistics. So did she write it? Did he write it? I'm so confused.
I don't know. But the Just Drums page on Facebook, Randy B. Fowler, has 171 likes. So,
oh, man. Well. So,
I know how hard it is to get likes, so I'm not being judgmental. his personal page... Look at Trudy. Isn't his bio a little long?
Oh, wow, yeah.
I've never seen a bio on Facebook that's that long.
He opens with a sad story.
Did he pad it?
Could possibly.
My mother was a Christian scientist and did not believe in going to sea after having a stroke after my father's death. What?
Going to sea?
Like... Did not believe in going to sea after. That's, I don't know if that's a typo. Right? She told no one. During the following years, her health began to deteriorate rapidly. We later found out that she had a cancerous brain tumor. Unfortunately, it was too late for anything to be done. I still remember mother calling me 6 months before she died. She still had all of her mental faculties intact, and she pleaded with me to come visit her so that we might talk. Unfortunately for me, I was too broke at the time to even afford a plane ticket.
Oh, man. Kevin could have helped out.
I pleaded with my brother, Kevin Spacey, to send me a plane ticket so I might visit our mother before she would lose capacity to communicate. As usual, all I got from him was the cold shoulder and no response whatsoever as I waited month after month anticipating a plane
ticket. Kevin probably went to visit her himself to be the hero.
It was not until a month before mother died, my brother finally called me back and told me, I think it's time for you to come see mother. My brother, Kevin Spacey, who's well worth over $80 million, finally, reluctantly sent me a plane ticket.
Can you check up Celebrity Net Worth, Brandon? Kevin Spacey?
Reluctantly sent me a plane ticket to come visit our mother when I arrived at the LAX airport. To my surprise, there was a limousine there to pick me up. Not my brother himself.
There's a limousine to
pick
me up?
Well, limousine, that's pretty cool. I got to give Spacey props for that.
At the time, I thought this was a very cold gesture from Kevin to just let me know that
if you were visiting your mom and she wasn't well, wouldn't it be kind of cool if your brother sent a limo?
Yeah, but he saw it as a gesture of Kevin to say that he's rich, famous, and a big shot now.
Show him a coffer.
Oh, he's big stuffing.
After settling into my hotel room, L.A.
L.A.?
He said LAX. Yeah. After settling into my hotel room, a luxury suite, I became very suspicious.
I got to give two points to Spacey on this one. The luxury room and the limo.
I became very suspicious too. Why did Kevin only put my mother and her family up in a non-luxury room?
Oh, we're going to find out.
Fortunately, he had also rented a car for me to use during my visit.
Oh, my God. So I could
Ooh, celebrity net worth, $80 million. Point right. to Randy Fowler.
Yeah, Kevin's up one. Until my arrival at my mother's house, I was absolutely devastated when I realized the condition she was in. Oh, boy.
Wait, I thought she was in a cheap hotel room.
No, the sister and her family.
So why do you want to impress the sister?
I don't know.
Maybe they had multiple rooms.
He hates women.
Oh, man, this is a really sad story.
Trudy?
I'm your sister.
I do not know if I'll ever forgive or forget him for being such a... Wait, what did he do so was so selfish? The time together would have allowed us... Wait, okay, hang on, let me go back.
Why isn't Randy staying with Mom?
What'd you do?
Not being able to talk to my mother about my childhood was the greatest lost opportunity I'd ever experienced in my life. The time together would have allowed us to finally experience peace, love, and acceptance. Just the two of us together. It was denied by my brother's own ego and cruelty not to even share mother with me for the briefest of moments.
God.
I do not know if I will ever...
Kevin wouldn't leave the room?
You dick!
Kevin really showed his true colors by making me wait to see the very end to see our mother. could he have driven from Idaho to LA?
Yeah, really.
In the months in he was waiting for a plane ticket?
Can you check up the distance, Trudy, from Boise, Idaho to Los Angeles?
It's not going to take months to get there.
Wait, Kevin pimped for the plane flight, too.
Yeah,
Three points to Spacey.
Yeah, but he waited until Mother was incapacitated to rub it in Randy's face.
He wanted to make sure that Randy didn't get any time. 13 hours and 35 minutes.
They could have made him drive, and it would have been even later.
I remember sitting alone with my mother and holding her hand, trying to communicate with her, and realizing that she could not comprehend or understand a word I was saying. Suddenly, Kevin walked in the room.
Where's my mom?
Kevin walked in the room and literally pushed me off to the side so he could sit next to our mother and comfort her.
Jesus.
Get out of here.
I love that Randy also said that Kevin's characters are all the same.
I know.
He doesn't like Kevin. It's pretty clear.
His characters are all the same.
Wouldn't you like to hear Kevin's review of Randy's drumming career?
Oh.
I think I would pay for that.
Hey, the two of them.
It's terrible. Why am I giving Randy the once over and not Kevin? Randy's getting a harder once over than Kevin. But there's so much Randy material we've become aware of. I mean, there's just an explosion of Randy Fowler into the show that I never expected.
And then he goes on to say that Kevin's jealous of him.
Wait, why?
Kevin not only appeared to be actually jealous of me, but his clinginess and affection towards our mother resembled how someone might treat their lover more than a normal mother-son relationship.
Kevin's gay, though.
She alluded to. I know that sounds creepy, but can you imagine how I felt witnessing this entire episode play out right in front of my own eyes at such a tragic time for me?
I wonder if Randy can sing. Kevin sang Mind Games.
No, the two of them could have a band. The Fowler Brothers.
Yeah, why don't they have a... No, that's what the judge had sentenced Kevin to. Have a band with Randy.
And he has to do his best.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a bit messy.
Don't fucking practice, Randy!
Randy.
That's Kevin's... But he said it was the same person in each.
Wait a second. Here's a picture of...
We were all sitting at the table and eating while having a somewhat pleasant conversation between ourselves, and suddenly a couple of strangers approached me and said that they would love to have my autograph and picture with them. Uh-oh. Being the pleasant and outgoing person that I am, I was not only flattered but honored to give them my time. Excuse me, but I sincerely believe that at a time it was a stranger's time also, regardless of the fact that they were temporarily disturbing my dinner with my family. I graciously gave them my autograph and then posed for a couple pictures of them. They thanked me so much and walked away with smiles on their faces. I glanced over to my brother.
Seething in jealousy.
Gave me the most disturbing glare that was very familiar to me. I was a bit startled.
Kevin was mad because he signed Rod Stewart.
Why the dirty look, bro? Then I realized Kevin was actually jealous that someone else was paying attention to me and not him.
Is that credible?
No.
By the way, here's a picture of
his internal
Randy. It looks to me like he's got the Rod Stewart thing going here.
Let me see.
And he's at Kevin Spacey star, smiling.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I believe this part, though. Kevin Spacey immediately sat up straight in his chair, took off his ridiculous backwards baseball cap, hoping that someone might recognize him. Not even 15 minutes had passed, and someone else approached our table and said to my brother, "Oh, I just love all your movies. Can I have my picture taken with you?"
I suspect Kevin gets enough attention.
I will never forget what my brother did next.
Public.
I was absolutely disgusted and embarrassed to suddenly realize that Kevin Spacey was even related to me. He looked up with such anger and rudeness towards a stranger, his mouth still full of food, and said to her, "Can't you see I'm fucking eating dinner? Leave me alone."
What kind of jerk is this guy?
So he doesn't like attention.
After the woman walked away, I leaned over.
So why would he be seething that Randy got attention?
He's mad, and so then he's going to act like he doesn't want attention. He really does.
Randy said to him, "What's your fucking problem? Don't you realize she's one of your fans? She's going to tell her friends how rudely and disrespectful you treated her." What?
Randy is a very complex guy.
He goes on and on, and then Kevin just looked over at me and said, "Couldn't you see I was fucking eating dinner?" This book is gold, man.
How are you reading it online, though?
Well, Randy doesn't care about making money. His name is not on the LLC.
That's true.
I don't know if you knew that or not. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, now I remember.
I feel bad for the guy.
I do, too.
It does sound like he was utterly ignored by both parents, which in his dad's case was probably a good thing that he was ignored.
Well, and he, you know, probably really did try to get his kid brother, but your resources, if you're, you know, not that much, you're also a kid, aren't that great.
I feel really bad for Randy. I feel like this is horribly complicated.
Yeah.
being Kevin's brother, going through whatever he went through.
I'll paraphrase his other story. He had major back surgery on his L5 disc, whatever that is, and they were walking uphill and his back gave out and he collapsed and his sister came running back to help him. But what do you think Kevin did?
Kept walking.
His brother showed absolutely no feelings towards me. He just turned his back around and continued walking up the hill as if nothing happened.
Ugh.
What kind of jerk is this guy?
He looks like Rod Stewart at all.
No. Well, I mean, if you take the hair away and you take the glasses away and the pinstripe suits.
Not even
no,
in the ballpark. But the hair, which allegedly he had before Rod. How could he have that hair before Rod? Rod's older than him.
Yeah. And Rod had his hair cut when he was in Faces with Ron Wood.
Which was early 70s, late 60s, when Randy would have been 14 or 15.
Yeah, but he had it then.
Or no, Randy would. Yeah, Randy's 5 years older than Kevin, so Randy's 64. Rod's like 72, 73. I hate to keep piling on Randy.
He says that it's not the Rod Stewart hair, that somebody just said, hey, you look like Rod Stewart, and then it stuck. But he has highlights, lowlights, all kinds of stuff going on. So if he's not trying to look like him, he's spent a lot of money on hair.
I suppose the gigs as the Rod Stewart driver weren't really that plentiful. Because why would you retire from that? He says he has no money to pay the bills or just enough money, and yet he retired from being Rod Stewart, the limo driver.
It's a gimmick that would have run its course.
I think it was a very dubious venture. I'm questioning whether it was a success.
I'm printing out this chapter so you can read it.
Okay.
Maybe we can revisit it later.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Look. Standing
Maloney.
Outside in the rain.
Oh,
Rod Maloney in the rain. Oh, poor Rod.
Rod. Hey, R. Kelly has a new Facebook page to expose the accusers one at a time as liars.
Cool.
So it's a conspiracy among R. Kelly fans to bring him down. Because the girls were all huge fans, remember?
Why would they want to take him down if they're fans?
I don't know. That's what R. Kelly's going to explain, apparently, with the Facebook page.
Well, he can't read or write. Oh, it'd probably be all videos.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, supposedly he made these girls sign things claiming they did things wrong to protect him.
Oh, Lord. Has there been any other, like, fallout from surviving R. Kelly?
I have not heard much. I haven't heard anything.
Just that his music is like,
streaming
off the charts.
More. Yeah. People are listening to it more.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, I did read that some people are putting pressure on Stevie Wonder to not play R. Kelly music on his Los Angeles radio station. Stevie owns a station in Los Angeles.
Well, that'd be a good...
Does Stevie even know?
It'd be a good radio stunt.
Yeah, it would be.
True.
I really would think, honestly, I expected there to be a lot of response to this, at least something.
No celebrity other than Jada Pinkett Smith. I saw she was mad about it because we always need to know what she's saying.
She looked pretty glam, though, in her expression of anger.
I know.
Take those as seriously when somebody looks like they went to a great amount of trouble to look beautiful.
I thought today being the Monday following this thing finishing up on Saturday, I thought there would be a lot of activity. Like I thought maybe radio would just boycott it. Like people would just say, iHeart or CBS or somebody would say, we will not play R. Kelly music in this chain.
Right.
But let's see. Neo and Tank blast R. Kelly, urge fan to boycott his music.
Rapper Meek Mill.
Popped off?
He says it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what's going on. What I'm trying to figure out, why did they let it go on for so long? So even Meek Mill, who's had his own questionable activities in the past.
Been in prison.
Yeah. Even he's fed up with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's not that much today on this, and I thought there would be. And it is stunning that some of the people who have worked with him are absolutely silent, including Lady Gaga, who did a duet with him.
Oh, yeah.
She could have said something last night.
When did she? Yeah, isn't it kind of interesting that no one said anything? I mean,
yeah,
all
the
good Hollywood does and all the things they want to fix. Well, but it's entertainment, and they want all things to be
as if the Grammys they would say anything either.
They don't seem to care about black women.
Well,
care about young black women?
I wanted to mention.
Care about themselves?
I mentioned the Golden Globes. Can you get your forensic accountants to follow, what's her name? Who's the actress that said she's going to put 50% of women?
Oh, Regina Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, forensic accountant needed.
Because she said she's going to employ 50% of women on all her productions from now on.
I hope people are putting children into forensic accounting because it is clearly the biggest field out there.
When you look at Hollywood and movies and television, isn't most of the support staff, like the set people, the grips, all the people that do a lot of the unions, aren't they overwhelmingly men?
If you look at credits at the end of a movie.
Union.
I think a lot of those people, there's always women in makeup.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, they do seem to gravitate to typically.
I would love to know what the overall, you know, grouping of men versus women in the whole industry of Hollywood is. Because it sounds like a nice thing to say 50%.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if that's a, you know, overwhelmingly male industry.
I don't know why.
Industry.
Why would you give a shit if a grip were a woman or a female? I don't know why you give a shit.
Because that's not really what she means. She means the high-powered jobs of directing and producing.
She's gonna hire people who control the success of a movie based on their gender, is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really think, honestly, that people invest in movies because they want to make money, and they hire the people that will make them the most money.
It's business.
Now, there was a to-do over The Rock is being paid $22 million, and Emily Blunt's only making $9 million. For what movie is that?
I don't know, but
isn't
I guarantee
The Rock a bigger star?
Nobody's going to see it because Emily Blunt. They're going to see it because it's The Rock.
I don't know about that.
Yes, you do.
Really?
Would you ever go see a movie just because Emily Blunt's in it?
I did over the weekend.
Really? Just because Emily
Mary
Blunt's
Poppins.
In it? You're a big Blunt fan?
I am.
Are
a
you
big
a Blunt head?
That new movie's called Jungle Cruise.
Sounds like a great one.
But he's pretty hot. So
the Blunster's hot.
She's beautiful.
She is. She looked really good last night.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, she looked really smart last night.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
First. And then.
Was she in with Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah, that's right.
She was holding Dick Van Dyke.
I think they got it on.
Oh, for sure.
Kind of looked like it.
He recognized Carol Burnett in the audience, do you remember?
Carol B?
Yes, he did.
He said, hey, girl.
He's the only person he knew at the
whole
show.
It's good seeing him.
Hey, he was on Gilbert Gottfried's podcast. He sounded amazing.
He does, actually. He dances in that movie, and he does, in fact, look like he can handle it.
Wow. Was it more than a small cameo?
No, it was maybe 2-3 scenes.
Did Julie Andrews have a cameo?
Nope. No. She turned him down.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
She copped a toot because she couldn't be Poppins?
She's not a blunt head.
Blunt.
Hey, unless I'm Poppins, forget it.
Poppins are bust.
Look, you're too old to be Poppins. You had your days, Poppins.
Didn't she do a competing movie?
What's Poppins?
That came out the same weekend because
she
of it?
Did?
Yes.
Oh my God, what a spiteful wench.
Isn't she pretty ancient? I mean, does she really carry a movie now?
I think she has voiceovers.
Did you like when you saw her boobs?
I did kind of dig that just because of Mary Poppins. I think that's the only reason I liked it.
She's 83.
Okay. Well,
Poppins.
We need to make sure we put a picture of Kevin Spacey from today.
Is that the look? That's
I think
not the
I'm looking at a
look.
Picture of him now.
Should we have a split screen of Randy and Kevin?
Yeah.
Well, we got to put the cover of the book on because Randy looks fabulous. But we got to put the picture of Kevin Spacey on there where Randy claims it's what it looks like when he's getting a blowjob.
It's not that one, though, is it?
The smirking picture.
I don't know. Is this the picture?
No, that looks, oops, I'm in trouble.
It's a slight smirk. Maybe that's when he comes early. No, I don't know. Will you look at this picture, Drew?
He's
of space?
Sorry.
He looks like he's looking across.
No, Fowler. It's Kevin Fowler.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one?
No, he's not smirking enough.
He looks like he's trying to spot new prey in that picture.
Yeah, he does.
Scanning them.
By the way, speaking of smirking, the Uber driver that shot the people in Kalamazoo was smirking in court today. They're asking him, did you shoot with intention to kill? So. Yes. And he was smirking.
Why are we even having a trial?
I know.
Straight to sentencing.
I just want somebody to pop him off, as Mike Clark used to say. Just pop him. I mean, just some crazed bailiff who just can't take it. Just sneaks up on him and goes, had enough of you, piece of shit. And nobody would convict him. There's no jury that would convict the guy.
It'd be awesome if an Uber driver pulled up just as they were taking him out of court and the Uber driver popped him off.
Yeah. There was just a prison murder in Milan. That guy that runs the big child sex ring in the prison justice got him and they killed him. And now I guess there's six other people that were involved in the ring that are still in that prison.
Oh.
They're shaking in their boots. Good.
Wow. Why did Bulger treatment?
Mm-hmm. Prison love.
Hey, did I hear today that Biden is talking about leaning towards running for president? Interesting. Do you give him a chance?
Well, why not?
I always thought Biden had a good chance, but I think that the ones who normally get in there early are normally the ones that get hit pretty hard. So I thought Elizabeth Warren.
Has she dropped out yet, Elizabeth Warren? It's going terrible for her.
Why is she? Why does she think she can be president? She's knock it off, Warren. Knock it off, Pocahontas.
Did you see the video, though? Everybody's seen the video by now, right?
Over having a beer.
We're going, oh, hang on. Get me a beer.
Let me get a beer.
Oh, my God, that was so contrived.
That should have been the end of it right there. She should have had to drop out after that. Yes, Pocahontas.
That was ridiculous. It was so phony. No. And all anybody did was say, she is so contrived and fake and phony. She did not want a beer. She had a beer to look like a regular person. Yep. And we're not fooled.
Yep.
You can't start off posturing like that. That's
can we play the audio of her getting the beer? Yeah. It is so dumb. So
disingenuous.
Who, Pocahontas?
Pocahontas.
I'm sorry about that. Offensive. I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas.
Trump calls her now like, what does he call it, like 1/2000th?
Cherokee. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
They.
No one but him.
Oh, boy. There it is. I'm glad for
everybody who's trying. Well, I didn't want one with a stupid music.
What's this video for?
So she's relatable.
To look normal.
No, I mean, is there a reason for this? Is a Happy New Year?
Christmas. Holiday season.
Yeah. By the way, did you know she had a husband? Because no one ever knew that before.
Does she?
Yes. This was part of the video, too.
Okay.
She goes, I'm here with my sweetie.
Oh, so we can meet the first man?
She calls him the chief.
Why is there always music every time I click this goddamn thing? Let's
see. Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Fake!
That's dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, Glover, my husband Bruce.
What a coincidence.
You want a beer?
No, I'll pass on the beer for now.
You sure?
Oh, you pussy.
Make her look bad?
So,
like she's
drunk?
This is my sweetie. Oh.
What if he came and said, Elizabeth, you've had enough today.
Thank you for being here.
I would just like to say the two of you get it on.
Skylar and 14 others.
What?
Hello, Denise. Hi. Fortnite. Good to see you. Who else have we got?
Fortnite.
Oh, she's talking to the messages.
Oh, Lord. Come on, Grandma.
Like two people on there.
Wow. That's a name I'd like to have.
D-Nice. Zero D-Nice.
It'd be crazy if Trump jumped on there.
Or as my mother always referred to me,
A-A-Ron.
Surprise. You know.
What?
You know, it's one of the things that
I got to say, though, this is not just going to be Elizabeth Warren. Everybody is going to do this now. The weird pandering. Beto O'Rourke, did you see his snow picture where he's built? It's going to be a bunch of politicians pretending that they're normal.
It's good to see you, Darth. I'm glad you're here.
It's all pandering.
That's what gets me in this fight. That's what makes me excited.
Fake.
Here's to 2019.
It's so
did she even finish the beer?
No, she probably didn't take even. Did she take one sip?
Yeah, she periodically took some sips off it.
Well, powerful.
Oh my God,
she's going to do really well, I'm sure. So yeah, Joe Biden. I know we figured out how old he was last time. Is he 70?
78 or?
Oh, he can't be 78, can he?
Yeah.
Should we have an upper age limit for the president? By the way,
he's 76.
76, so he'd be 78 when he was elected.
How old's Trump?
72, maybe? 71? I mean, Trump is too old. Really, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, Trump's 72 right now.
Nobody's been in as good of health as he. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
I don't think he's got dementia. I don't agree with that.
No.
But I just think 70 is too old for that job. That job is a wearying job. I mean, people in their 50s look Reagan was too old. Reagan had, did have dementia, it turns out, at the end of his presidency. Didn't they determine that?
Yeah.
I mean, he forgot he sold arms to hostages, or so he said.
Well, that was convenient.
Yeah, it was very convenient.
Reagan was 73 when he got his second term, so I think that Trump would be older.
God, I remembered him as being older.
Trump would be 74. Hmm.
I thought Reagan, honestly, he seemed pretty, I don't want to say sharp.
Ronald Reagan!
He was smooth.
He was. He was good at you know, making speech fine and all kinds of stuff like that. But it was kept on the down low how much
he was failing.
That's
true.
The Hugh Downs low.
Hugh Downs was in the Bobbitt thing.
I know. And all I could think of was that gay couple and him getting
Hugh
it
Downs
on.
Getting it on. Hugh Downs low. Freeway. Where was Mrs. D?
and you were in there.
I know.
And the
it was
bumper
crazy.
Sticker. And
should we call Bobbitt again?
T-shirt.
Why not try one more time? Did you watch much of the R. Kelly thing?
I didn't watch that. I couldn't. And I was trying to find, was it the 2020 with John F. Kennedy? But I read a review of that.
Oh, that was Thursday night. Yeah.
Oh, you listened to the podcast?
No.
What?
Put me up there.
By the way, we did receive something from, was it Romas?
Oh, he did?
He sent something saying, how come you guys never discussed this when you brought up JFK?
So John and I did a lot of gay head.
Right.
Could you put them as two separate air tubes so I can try and sync them up?
I like to think of gay head.
Oh, that would be nice.
That could be very exciting.
Yeah, actually, that would be nice.
We'll see if we could cue all three of them up simultaneously.
All three.
Guy sounds like he has a cold.
Gay head.
Wow.
That's John loved that gay head.
Let's see if I can do that again. I did goose them.
You know, John and I did a lot of gay head. John loves
sounds phased.
Gad. I like to think of gad.
One,
two, three.
Okay. So then we can hear the
yeah, yeah.
Three times.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Three times in a row.
You know, John did a lot of gay head.
What's with that?
That's phenomenal.
That is really strange.
It's actually a much, like, much longer clip. I'll play the whole thing at the end.
It reminds me of the bot.
Oh, Bot-holio?
Bot-holio. I never really noticed how much of a
bot. I will
bot.
Spank my bot-holio a bit.
My bot-holio. Great.
It's a long pause, too, before she says bot.
I will spank my bot-holio a bit.
I love the way she talks. I can't tell you how many times I just go,
great.
Ooh la la.
I know. This emphasis on one of the laws.
Interesting.
Kelly is here.
This is my friend Kelly.
Ooh la la.
Isn't that from an interactive interview that you were supposed to fill in the questions and she gave the answers?
Everyone's talking about this Netflix and Bandersnatch. They should have followed the original Snatch where you chose your own adventure with her. You got to choose which one you wanted to do. Porn is always ahead of the curve.
That's my favorite thing.
My favorite thing.
I like that beautiful neck.
I like to play tennis, but I'm not very good in it.
What accent is that?
I think she's
Czech. I like play tennis.
I like.
But I'm not good in it.
Reminds me of Larissa on 90 Day Fiancé.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, stink is right.
It feels unbelievably good. Slap them a little bit.
Oh my God.
I gotta get that. We just gotta get the full DVD from.
But holy a little bit.
I think Bentley has it, of course.
Holy did you like it?
Holy a little bit.
See what she's put on.
I will play my butt.
My butt. My butt.
B-O-T-T.
Great.
Great. The one point they made about the JFK Jr. thing in the New York Post, though, review of it, is that they so threw his wife's family under the bus and then rammed it back over them a bunch of times because they're like, first of all, here's her body. Do with it what you want to do. And it's not going to
be
buried.
Oh, you mean the Kennedy family?
The Kennedys.
Yeah.
And we don't have funerals for non-Kennedys.
Ooh.
So I get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was
like really hideous.
That was really, that whole thing was very strange. I mean,
Carolyn Bessette's family.
No one even attempted to say it wasn't pilot error. It was so his fault. It wasn't even close. Did anyone even suggest it
wasn't no, Pilot? They did, apparently. They came forward, and the government said he didn't have the proper hours, the proper training. He was told not to fly. His instructor said he would go along with him, and he's like, no, I'm going to go it alone.
But no one in the Kennedy family admits to that, or that he did all these dumb things.
No.
I think they just don't even think about
it. But that's one lawsuit.
They did?
Yeah.
I think it was a settlement.
Yes.
Well, he did kill her.
Yes,
two sisters.
And her sister.
Both sisters.
And someone else.
You know, it's funny.
Who was the other person?
There was a third person who was a stockbroker or something like that.
On the plane?
Unless they met her sister.
Yeah.
Maybe Lauren.
It was the sister's boyfriend, so unimportant a thing, no one even mentioned that he was on the plane.
Maybe not.
That seems like it would happen.
Once again, I just can't imagine her bitching at him while he's upside down about to crash a plane.
Yeah, that would have been very unpleasant.
Now, see, you're piling on the way that everybody did. It was her fault because she was bitching at him.
Do you think he finally just
turned it was clearly his fault. But you know,
we're going to die now. Can you shut up?
When they were going over the flight plan, you know, he's going to hug the shoreline and he's going to go over the short distance. Instead, he skipped it and went the long way over the water.
Yeah, he just went over the ocean.
He was going to drop the sister off at Nantucket and then go. And it's like,
so
wait a second. He couldn't even get to one fucking island. What in the hell did he think he was going to get to two? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to land it. I wasn't really planning on landing it.
Actual audio.
I don't even think about that. Why?
Isn't that crazy? Wasn't that? I mean, honestly, when I saw that, I was like, wait, he didn't even get to one. Not even close.
That should have been the family's.
He's going to go to two?
That should have been the family's defense in the lawsuit is, hey, he didn't want to go fly to Nantucket, but she demanded to be dropped off there, the sister.
I see whose side you're on.
I think he was so cocky, he just thought, oh, yeah, I'll drop her off. Nah, no problem. I don't think I'll drop her off.
I
want to
do a couple maneuvers, see what I can do before I put her down, you know?
They said they never pointed out in this ABC special how like risky his behavior was, and he would just swim alone in the ocean way over the horizon.
They did point that out.
Yeah,
they pointed out a few things, but they could have done gone further because he was a huge ridiculous risk taker.
Yeah.
And he was adult. Nobody home. And a doormat. A total doormat.
Yeah. And it got worse when mom died.
Yeah. Well, he just traded bosses, really.
Yeah. Yikes.
It was a strange, I don't know. Like I said, I'm still fascinated by the Kennedys.
There's a lot of stuff on tonight. Isn't the Bachelor start besides the
National Championship? Yeah. Bachelor.
This one's got that dork, that virgin guy. And so the whole thing's going to be based on
How is he not going to blow up before he picks it?
He's
30
lose.
Chicks want to pound him off.
This guy's going to lose his virginity.
I bet you can watch
this fantasy suite.
You can watch this wet spot grow as every girl meets him because he just keeps blowing loads.
Fantasy suite's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be 2.5 minutes done.
He's not going to want them to stay the night. He's just going to want to come for a short visit.
Ugh.
That place is going to have to be scrubbed.
At least we get to meet all the girls. That's fun.
Were you going to try Bobbitt?
I did, actually. Yes, I was trying Bobbitt.
You did.
Okay.
Yes, he's still holding off on our call.
All right. Well, since we do have so much TV to deal with tonight, you want to get us out of here, Brandon?
You got it.
Oh, you know what? We never powered up today.
Oh, the All-Financial Hotline.
Yeah. You can send her mean email to me.
We had a couple refi references last week that we may be slightly off the hook with Jess.
Sorry, Jess. It's a little crazy.
Not by much, but... All righty.
Koechner was great.
You know, I was thinking we need to get on because I've been watching Datelines because Channel 20 repeats Datelines constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some really good ones on there, too. And, of course, the new ones, but Josh Mankiewicz, that anyone was thinking, Maz's buddy, Josh. You know, Maz talks to him on Twitter all the time.
Oh. Yeah.
We should have him on.
Yeah.
He did the Dateline Friday night, didn't he?
That was a phenomenal Dateline.
Wasn't it?
And people ignored it because of Bobbitt. And because,
which one?
Oh, it's way too hard to explain before this thing.
I think I watched that one. Yeah.
The guy was an asshole at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right.
He had all these enemies.
And all these girlfriends.
Yeah, lots of girlfriends.
Who
and
weren't very attractive and had long necks and weird teeth.
Yeah, he went for quality in that corner.
There was some of them. Yeah.
I thought one of them was kind of cute.
Some had good days.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's just
it was a weird story, though. I don't know. Dateline is amazing at taking you astray.
Yeah.
And then bringing you back to whoever did it.
I'm worried about 48 hours now. The head is now gone for 48 hours. She's in charge.
Susan Zirinsky. Yeah. Can you be running CBS News? I don't know. 48 hours is probably a finely tuned machine. No sexual, no Me Too stuff in 48 hours, is there?
No, because Z was in charge.
See, Ryan Seacrest is wearing a Time's Up bracelet and everybody's pissed at him.
Who tied his shoes?
I will see you tomorrow.
You know, John and I did a lot of, gay head.
Could you put them into a separate air time so I can try and sync them up?
I like to think of gay head.
Oh, that would be nice.
That could be very exciting.
That would be nice.
Let's see if we could cue all three of them up simultaneously.
All three.
You know, John and I did a lot of, gay head.
Wow.
That's John loved that gay head.
Let's see if I can do that again. I did Gustav.
You know, John and I did a lot of gay head. John loves
sounds phased.
Gay head. Yeah. I like to think of gay head.
One, two, three. Okay. Then we hear the three times.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Three times in a row.
You know, John and I did a lot of gay head. John,
that was nice.
A little bit slower.
What morning show does stuff like this for you?
Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.
You won't get this anywhere.
Gay head.
Oh, boy.
John loves that. Gay head. I like to think of gay head.
How cool was that?
Yeah, that's
out
there.
Is that too far apart?
A little bit. I don't know.
Together.
It's hard to do.
You know, John and I did a lot of gay head. John loved that gay head. I like the head of gay head.
It's almost like a row, row, row your boat.
That's pretty wild.
You know, John and I did a lot of gay head.
That was nice.
Wow, I love the ending. The ending rocks.
Yeah.
Right, Mark's got a new suggestion.
Try it after he says the first one, hit the next one, and then the next one, like a round, like row your boat or
row
something.
Row your boat, yeah.
Wait till he gets to the, right before the head. John and I like to get a lot of gay head. Boom.
John and I
like
to do it
after
each gay head?
You know, John and I did a lot of gay head. John and I did a lot of John loved that gay head. Gay head. John and I did a lot of John loved that. Gad. I like to think of Gad. That's John love that Gad. I like to think of Gad. You know, John and I did a lot of Gad. That's John love that Gad. I like to think of Gad.
I missed the third one.
I took one of them out because I was going to put in something else.
Oh.
Yeah, the three quick ones the best.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. The three quick ones. Or three just slightly apart.
You know, John and I did a lot of gay head.
I love that. And you hear just repeat so quickly.
You know, John and I did a lot. John and I did a lot. John and I did a lot of gay head. Love that. John loved that. John loved that. I like to think of. I like to think of gay. I like to think of gay head.
Oh, that's
pretty wild.
Nice.
Nicely done.
That was tidy. Wow.
You know, John and I did a lot. John and I did a lot of gay head. John loves that. John loves. John loves that. Gay head. I like to think of gay head.
That. Oh man, I think that's
he
my favorite.
So obsessed.
That may be my favorite. That is nice.
It is nice.
It is nice. Very nice.
You know, John and I did a lot. John and I did a lot of gay head. John loves that. John loves that. John loves that. I like the head. I like the head. I like to think of gay head.
All right. Oh man,
we certainly can't entertain ourselves any more than that.
I know it. That's beautiful.
And as the emailer said, the only people that think we're funny,
yeah,
are us.
Childish.